20 WGNU. We have 72 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 73. It's time now for the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next, your host, Liz Brown. She'll be in the studio momentarily, and we'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
We are people of all ages, from different walks of life. We have hopes and dreams, but live in a reality filled with pain. We are the family and friends of alcoholics. We struggle to keep the peace, to make things right. But our lives are not our own. They are controlled by someone else's drinking. We may be different, but we have one thing in common. We want our lives back. If you need help, call Al-Anon and Alateen at 1-888-4-Al-Anon or visit our website at www.alanon.alateen.org. To help them, you have to help yourself first.
What are you doing for the rest of your life? If you were caught in layoffs or downsizing this summer, this might be the best time to think about a career change. The best way to make a change is to prepare for it through the educational program or institution best suited to you. The 7 educational opportunity centers in metropolitan St. Louis are conveniently located on both sides of the river. EOCs provide free services and information on post-secondary education. Start to help yourself through the central contact number of 1-800-875-5932. Summer has officially begun, and warmer weather can mean danger for your cats and dogs. The ASPCA has issued a pet safety advisory, urging pet owners to protect their companion animals during the sweltering summer days. The organization offers these guidelines as a way to keep pets safe when the temperatures begin to rise. Never leave an animal alone in a vehicle, since even with the windows open, a parked car, truck, or van can quickly become a furnace. Do not force your animal to exercise after a meal in hot, humid weather. Always provide plenty of shade for an animal staying outside the house. Please be sensitive to the needs of old and overweight animals in hot weather. Avoid walking your dog in areas that you suspect have been sprayed with insecticides or other chemicals. And be alert for coolant leaking from your vehicle, as animals are attracted to the sweet taste, and ingesting just a small amount can cause death. The ASPCA has provided national leadership in humane education for over a century and has over 1 million supporters today. Visit ASPCA.org for more information.
Hello, this is Jimmy Carter. Since 1982, Habitat for Humanity has been building houses and hope in the countries of Asia. But for hundreds of thousands of people, hope turned to despair last December when a tsunami struck. Today, Habitat building centers are being established to provide jobs, to teach new skills, and to offer people the dignity to rebuild not only their houses, but their lives. I urge you to join me and support the work of Habitat for Humanity in your own community and around the world. Visit Habitat.org.
Missouri Black Expo 2005, Quest for Success, is returning for the 14th year to America Center, August 20th through the 21st, ready to improve your lives. MBE is returning with hundreds of exciting booths and exhibits of outstanding businesses that need your support. Get ready to shop till you drop and experience exhibits at Missouri Black Expo, like the Schnucks Western Union Negro League Baseball Pavilion, or sing to win cash and prizes at the Urban Idol Pavilion at Missouri Black Expo. And don't miss the Umselect Lecture Series Black America Today panel discussion, the MBE National Invitation Boxing Tournament featuring Olympians, and the MBE Teen Summit with the theme Marijuana Ain't No Better, the MBE Health Fair and Prostate Cancer Survivors and Awareness Walk and more. Tickets are $8 and kids 6 and under are free. Go to Schnucks Markets, $2 general admission discount coupons. Reserve your booth today at MBE. Call 361-5772 or visit www.missouriblackexpo.com for more information.
For Paralyzed Veterans of America, Montel Williams.
The events of the last few years and the war on terrorism have made us all think more seriously about the service, the sacrifice, and the care of America's veterans. Paralyzed Veterans of America is dedicated to ensuring that veterans with spinal cord injury or disease receive the best quality health care and benefits which they've earned. PVA funds research and education for the care and cure of paralysis, and they're leading the fight for civil rights and opportunities that maximize the independence of paralyzed veterans and all people with disabilities. I am proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, and you can also help. For information, you can call toll-free 1-866-USA-4PVA. 1-866-USA-4PVA. Paralyzed Veterans of America, creating a better tomorrow.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability.
Hi, I'm Bob Vila. If you like to get your hands dirty working in the yard, you could get a serious, even fatal disease from the tetanus bacteria in your soil. Maybe you wear gloves to help reduce injuries, but you need a routine shot every 10 years to prevent both tetanus and diphtheria, another potentially fatal disease. So get the TD booster shot. If it's been 10, do it again. To learn more, visit the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases at www.nfid.org.
I like some cookies.
Potato chips.
Candy.
Ice cream.
Brownies. Marshmallows.
Cotton candy.
Left to their own devices, children wouldn't always eat right.
Chocolate donuts for breakfast.
I want pizza. Pizza. Pizza.
Popcorn.
That's why they have you.
French fries.
And you have WIC. WIC provides nutrition information, healthcare referrals, even food to women, infants, children. It's confidential and free. To find out more about WIC, our nearest location, or if you qualify for our benefits, call 1-866-WIC-INFO. That's 1-866-WIC-INFO. Your child has you.
Pepperoni pizza.
And you have WIC. Brought to you by the National WIC Association and the Ad Council.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Asthma. Many people think they have it under control, but they really don't. If you have asthma, take 30 seconds to take the asthma control test. For each question, think back to the past 4 weeks. How much of the time did your asthma keep you from getting as much done at work or at home? How often did you have shortness of breath? How often did your asthma symptoms wake you up at night or earlier than usual in the morning? How often did you use your rescue inhaler or nebulizer medication? And last, how would you rate your asthma control during the past 4 weeks? Visit www.asthmaactionamerica.org and take 30 seconds to complete the asthma control test. Or call 1-800-704-4699 to receive the test by mail. And be sure to talk with your healthcare professional about preventing asthma symptoms and protecting your lungs from damage. Are you doing everything you can to control your asthma? Or is your asthma controlling you? A message from Asthma Action America.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister.
love, peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Another thing that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
To us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to toll-free, long-distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Oh, my goodness. Email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. Listen to me at whiterosesociety.org, because they archive the shows daily, and it would be great. They're having a fundraising effort. It would be great if you all go and give a few bucks and help out whiterosesociety.org. It's all free for you to check out the show, so check them out. This is Liz Brown. Did I say that already? I was just thinking on my commute into St. Louis, or actually my commute into the station, George W. Bush and his administration and others are planning on eliminating this little law that says that the White House cannot sick the military on us, put the military in our streets without the request of the state government. Donald Rumsfeld, who took days to get to New Orleans, has taken minutes to respond to this. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I bet you do. And as I was listening to this discussion on another media outlet, I was struck by the one question that wasn't asked, or the one issue that wasn't factored in, or the one thing that wasn't talked about. We have National Guards, the National Guard here to respond to natural disasters. Why do we need the military? And the other piece of the story that wasn't discussed was what the military is trained to do. The military is not trained to serve and protect. They're trained to kill first, ask questions later. Maybe. They don't look upon us as people that need to be protected. They look upon us as the enemy. Because that is what they're trained to do. the military went down into to New Orleans and told journalists, get out of the state and don't write a story about what you see. You know what? No, we don't need the military roaming the streets of America, but George Bush does. Because that way he can tell everybody to shut up and get your so-and-so into your house and stay out my way. Nobody's asked for this. Governors have said no to this. And it's bad enough with the police that are supposed to serve and protect. Ask Cindy Sheehan. The Bring Them Home Now tour. Washington, D.C., right? The tour was stopped by a pair of squad cars 2 blocks from the U.S. Capitol by members of the Capitol Police Force. Officers said, we want to use bomb-sniffing dogs to inspect 3 RVs and several cars. The officer said it was standard practices to inspect large vehicles. RVs aren't allowed on Capitol Hill. Any trucks that come on Capitol Hill are stopped and turned around. Campers are not allowed at all. Officers then told a peace activist that they couldn't park at the Capitol because they didn't have the proper permit. So what they do, they got out their vehicles and started to let their feet do the walking. But that's not all the police did. Earlier in New York, police officers unplugged Cindy Sheehan's microphone and they arrested the person that provided the audio equipment. I guess we all need a mic check, don't we? What country do we live in? Testing. Is this the United States of America? Is my mic on? No, it's not. So I guess we ain't in America. People with Bring Them Home Now seemed unfazed by the efforts. They said it's always something. The conference is being held by Sheehan's and others to announce their arrival in Washington. We're going to be talking to some of the participants this morning, I believe. To kick off a weekend of resistance that's expected to include a march of 100,000 people and mass civil disobedience. This is America. And the thing I am proud of, the thing that makes me feel good, is Cindy Sheehan hasn't stopped. The people around her haven't stopped. This is a movement. And they are continuing despite efforts to shut them up and slow them down. I wish our members of Congress had the same will, tenacity, and concern about us. Yesterday in Congress, and this is you know what? Yesterday in Congress, every single member of Congress voted for this tax package for Hurricane Katrina victims. And as I was hearing that report, I was talking on my television. Did any of them read it? Was my question. Oh, yeah, you can put on your website you passed it. Did you read it? Did you read it? Because come to find out that the tax package does more for wealthier survivors. What a surprise. One helps hurricane victims get access to their savings by waiving the penalties for people who tap into their retirement saving accounts before they retire. Others let taxpayers write off more of their destroyed property. and they erase taxes regularly imposed when a debt like a mortgage is forgiven. Poor people are less likely to have 401ks, you think? You think? And because many lower-income individuals and families pay little tax, assistance efforts that lower their taxes may do little good. The provisions left those unemployed or earning less because of Hurricane Katrina calculate their earned taxes based on an income allowed or income earned last year. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I see you. I see you on the lines. I'm going to get to you after we get to this. Stay with me. 454-0400 is the phone number. We have much to talk about.
So the Bible says, and it still is news, Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Fazoli's Restaurants. Southbound 55 at Arsenal, a stalled school bus is partially blocking an exit ramp. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed through the end of the month due to maintenance work. Northbound 55 between Richardson and Reavers Barracks looks good. Eastbound 40 at Mason, you've got heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 between Zumbel and McKelvey, look for no problems to report. Northbound 270 between 44 and Marshall, you have slow traffic. Westbound 270 between Riverview and all the way into New Florissant, no problems to report there. Westbound 44 at the Pacific Viaduct, look for road construction, left lanes closed. There's about a 15-minute backup at this hour. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, Broadway, look for construction on that exit ramp so you can use 11th Street exit to get around that area. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall all the way into, it is very heavy this hour, all the way into 94. North or westbound 5570 at Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, no problems to report this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from Poplar Street Bridge, those approaches, you're finding no backup at this hour. Route 30 at Dillon, look for an accident. And North Broadway at Riverview, there's a report of traffic lights not working. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Fazoli's. Stop by Fazoli's and try Baghetti. Delicious new oven-baked sandwiches served on ciabatta bread and served wrapped, perfect for on-the-go. Better get a Baghetti only at Fazoli's. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Partly cloudy skies today, high in the lower 90s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a low in the upper 60s. Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely not quite as warm with a high in the upper 70s. Friday evening, mostly cloudy in the evening, becoming partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers overnight. The low should be around 60. And Saturday, partly sunny skies with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 72 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 73. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
If you're single, I'd like you to try something. Find three friends or family members and ask them about eHarmony.com. Chances are you or they know someone that has fallen in love on eHarmony. You might even know one of the thousands that has been married as a result of being matched on eHarmony.
I had some friends who had experienced it, and so I thought, why not give it a shot?
I had a friend of mine say, why don't you give eHarmony a try?
My younger son said, come on, Mom, just try it. What do you have to lose?
Friends and family can be powerful allies when it comes to helping you find the love of your life. So if you're single and curious about eHarmony, ask a friend about us. Or better yet, log on to eHarmony and see for yourself why eHarmony has become the number one relationship site. Do it today and you'll get your $40 personality profile absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
What's on the mind of today's teenagers? Find out on T3, Talk Totally for Teens. Log on at WGNU.net.
Hotep, this is Pastor Ray Higgins, and I would like to invite you to tune in to the On One Accord broadcast every Sunday morning from 6 to 8:30 a.m. for the best in liberated gospel music, live talk radio, and powerful messages about truth and right spirituality. Join me right here on WGNU 920 a.m. every Sunday morning from 6 to 8:30 a.m. and let's set our people free. Hotep.
All right, the Blues are back.
Yeah, baby.
But we need to make sure you're in game shape before they hit the ice again.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you some quick questions. I want some quick answers. You ready?
You bet. Let's fire away.
First one. He shoots. He
scores.
Light the
lamp. Too easy, man. Try some harder ones.
Right, baby steps. Baby steps.
Right.
Try these. Put the blank in the blank.
Biscuit in the basket.
Let's go.
Blues.
Kick save.
And a beauty.
Do you bleed?
Blue. Come on. I thought these were supposed to be harder.
Careful what you wish for, because here comes the lightning round.
Bring it on.
Drop the
puck.
Between the
pipes.
Warm up the
bus.
Teams you hate.
Coyotes, Sharks, Canucks, Oilers.
But the teams you despise.
Red Wings, Avalanche, Blackhawks, and Stars.
And the Flames. Never forget the Flames. Next one. Best moment of your life is?
A tie between the time I won the on-ice tricycle race and the time I sucked a chuck at the mall.
You're so ready for the season, my friend.
Get back in blue. Single game tickets on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster outlets, stlouisblues.com, or call 314-622-BLUE.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without us.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400, 1-877-920-WDNU. Get to me. Car phone.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Brown, I'd just quickly say window dressing, Ms. Brown. Window dressing. It's amazing, Ms. Brown, that how Congress could overnight get herself a raise, but now it took them 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, to get these people a tax break.
Mm.
It's amazing, Ms. Brown. It's amazing how It's amazing. We spend so much money on Homeland Security to practice, Ms. Brown, how to handle disasters. But look what happened now, Ms. Brown, that they can even help these people in time.
That's right.
So many lives have been lost.
And ruined. Don't forget the ones that are still here. The ones out of the womb. The ones that are still here. Ruined.
And Ms. Brown, there's no way. When they do rebuild New Orleans, Ms. Brown, none of those people that's in poverty going to be afford a house again there. Because those houses are going to be worth... They know how it's going to start costing about close to $100,000 to $200,000 when they get finished rebuilding New Orleans.
They're also talking about flooding the area where the poor were forced to live, allowing the waters to come in naturally and cause like a barrier to the other property. So there won't be any land for anyone to build upon for those people. So where are they going to live?
Ms. Brown, it's terrible times.
Yes, there are. Yes, they
thank you, Ms. Brown. You have a beautiful day.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Carl.
Let's go to speak the truth and tell the truth. How are you doing on this great and beautiful day?
I am outstanding.
Thank you. That's beautiful to hear. Basically, my call is an emergency. I need someone that I can truly trust and talk to. I have a situation that I've been going through my life as of today. Basically, I was ravaged. My family, I've been separated from my family. For what reason, I couldn't tell you. I just know the truth of my life and what I'm going through. I am homeless right now, based on fabricated stories. I am not able, allowed to find the right people that I can trust and talk. No one wants to believe what I say. All I'm saying I'm doing is speaking from my heart. That's all I have is my life and my breath. That's it. I just need someone to please help.
All right, Carl. Give me a call off the air.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Give to me. Car phone.
Hello?
Yes, car phone.
Hi. No, Martha. At the car phone.
Okay.
I'm on?
Yes, you are.
Okay, how you doing this morning?
I'm out.
It's such a big, awesome, exciting weekend. You know, we got this big peace rally this weekend out the Bell Fountain for Save It and the one Sunday. And we have the minister coming in here. The movie Constant Garden is everything this weekend. And Tuskegee is coming in. Something for everybody. And the emphasis, when I look with black culture, this is a good weekend to sit down with the kids because it's all here. Jam-packed this weekend.
All right, Martha.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. It's going to be interesting Minister Farrakhan is coming in this weekend to talk about the movement in October, the Millions More movement, and also about the Katrina response. History is being made right in front of your face, and you want to be able to say that you were there. You want to be able to say that you got the information at the moment it happened. So don't miss that opportunity to hear the minister, who's in town this weekend, and it's free, about what he has to say. And he's been meeting with Katrina refugees. With Katrina evacuees for days now. It's interesting how the words get embedded in your head, and sometimes they come up when you don't mean to use them. That's the power of the media. These people are evacuees. These people are victims. And Minister Farrakhan is going to be coming into town to talk about that, so you don't want to miss that. That's free. It's free. It's an incredible opportunity to get out and to talk about this and to move on this. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
As I say, the truth will set you free. Thank you for the report about Christy Sheehan, the way they're trying to silence her, but you're not going to be able to silence her with all those lies you told.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Ms. Brown, what you going to say?
Cindy Sheehan.
Cindy Sheehan, thank you, Ms. Brown. You're not going to be able to silence her. All the lies you told George Bush, no. And those people are going over there dying in vain. They're dying over there for nothing. And they do make it back, Ms. Brown. Guess what? The Veterans Hospital got something for him. He cut the benefits. You have nothing coming if you make it back. That's what he think of you going over there in Iraq. But, Ms. Brown, I'm calling you about this, Ms. Brown. Keep this under your hat, Ms. Brown, if you haven't heard yet. I'm calling you about another punked-out Democrat named Patrick Leahy. He said he's voting yes for the confirmation of Roberts.
Well, I sure sent him a long email yesterday.
Thank you, Ms. Brown.
About what a coward he was.
I'm sick of these punked-out Democrats, Ms. Brown.
He said that he saw no reason he said, I'm going to take, you know, I guess it's white mono to white mono. He said that he was going to take Roberts at his word, that he was not going to change Roe versus Wade. When even Arlen Specter, who's a Republican and who's chairman of the committee, said, no, he didn't give us any indication that he wasn't going to change Roe, that he was going to change, wasn't going to not change Roe versus Wade.
About Edward Kennedy like he got a tail, but he stood up and said, no, Ms. Brown, that's what you call a senator, Ms.
That's
Brown.
That's what he was supposed to do. Patrick Leahy, I wrote him a long email telling him what a coward he was.
Ms. Brown, I love you for doing it, Ms. Brown. Ms. Brown, see, I gave up on Patrick Leahy. He punked out when Cheney used the F word on him.
Yeah.
He punked out then, Ms. Brown. You remember that?
Yeah.
And he needs to be over there with Zell Miller, Ms. Brown. Wait a minute, after that old crazy Zell Miller.
Thanks. He'd be over there with him. Miss Brown, you have a lovely day.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. We are going to take a break. I am Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much to do, much business to talk about. Please stay with us.
Wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Jerusalem. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is facing allegations that he may have violated campaign financing laws. An Israeli TV station is reporting that on his most recent trip to New York, he attended a dinner whose guests were asked to give $10,000 per couple to his re-election campaign. That would violate the Israeli government's limit of $7,800 per donor. These allegations come as the Likud prepares to vote next week on a date for primary elections. That decision could determine if Sharon stays in his party or leaves to form his own party before the general elections. Hardliners in the Israeli parliament are still mad at Sharon for pulling out of the Gaza Strip and West Bank settlements. Sharon insists he did nothing wrong and that the New York dinner was merely dining out with friends and that money was never even discussed during the event. Sharon's oldest son is under indictment on charges that he raised funds illegally for his father. And there are other questions about a loan from a South African businessman that was obtained to cover illegal contributions for a 1999 primary election campaign. And Dateline Washington. Drug maker GlaxoSmithKline has agreed to pay $150 million to settle claims it overcharged the government for two anti-nausea drugs. Now prosecutors say they're looking at as many as 150 more instances of possible fraud. Glaxo came up with a scheme to hike the price of Zofran and Kytril for the Medicaid and Medicare programs, which reimburses health care providers based on the price set by the drug maker. The company charged doctors and hospitals less than they told the government they did, and that allowed them to keep the difference as a profit. Glaxo admitted no wrongdoing after announcing the settlement and said its price reporting was done in good faith. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I had the knowledge and most importantly the discipline to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
Why do you listen to WGNU? Hi, I'm Charles Gehr, Program Director of Radio Free St. Louis, and your answer could make you a winner. Tell us why in a postcard or email of 100 words or less. We'll draw one entry each Monday through Friday during September as part of today's Solutions with Dave Lenahan. You could win some cool stuff from your friends at AM 920, and we all win because your comments will help make Radio Free St. Louis even better. Send a postcard to Why Do You Listen, WGNU 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108, or email me at cgeer@wgnu.net. Include Why Do You Listen in your subject line. Drawings begin Thursday, September 1st and Friday, September 30th. One entry per address, one prize per family, please. WGNU employees, sponsors, and affiliates, including immediate families, are not eligible. No substitution of prizes. All decisions are final. Tell us why you listen, and thanks for listening to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and online at WGNU.net.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
The Millions More Movement, St. Louis Local Organizing Committee, invites you to see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live Sunday, September 25th at the Roberts Orpheum Theater, 416 North 9th Street. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. It's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live in St. Louis.
On October the 14th, 15th, and 16th, beef, black, Hispanic, Native American, in unity, we'll change it all.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. And everyone's invited to see Farrakhan live. Sunday, September 25th. This event is free to the public. The Millions More Movement is peace and unity. United we stand. Divided, we don't stand a chance. The Millions More Movement is October 15th in Washington, D.C. For more information and to register for the march, call 361-9191. Or toll free, 866-361-9191. Farrakhan Live. You need to be part of the movement. For more information, log on to mmmstlouis.org.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Oh, Luther, he's dancing with his daddy right now. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up, you need to get to me. I'm Liz Brown, this is the wake-up call. Get up, get to me, email me, revolution@lizbrown.com. Get to me. Abe.
Yes, good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning, Dave.
Miss Brown, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you believe that the reason why John Roberts was suggested for the court was because of his express writing that he did with the Republicans?
As Kim Gandy said yesterday, the president of NOW, when she was on the wake-up call yesterday, Roberts was hired as a law clerk for Rehnquist because of his political beliefs, because of his political philosophy, and because of his conservative right-wing ideology. That's why he was hired for the gig. Rehnquist would have never hired a Liz Brown to clerk for him.
Exactly.
And he's entitled to do that. But the problem is that there are people that are now attempting to rewrite history or to argue as meaningless the words that have come out of his pen. He wrote something at the age of 26 that he believed. He wrote something at the age of 36 that he believed. He wrote something at the age of 46 that he believed. Every time he put pen to ink after he got out of law school, he meant that. He believed that, and he argued that.
Well, I tell you, my concern is the information that the Bush administration has held back from the committee, and to me, the real expression that he has is those are the ones that they are holding back.
All right, thanks for your
call.
Have
a good one.
454-0400. No, the real expressions have already been released. They just are too much of a coward, as I wrote in my email to Patrick Leahy. You're just cowards. You're absolutely cowards. You beat up on black people all during presidential elections to tell them how important it is to vote for the Democratic candidate because they're the ones that are going to be fighting for the Supreme Court justices. No, you're not. No, you're not. And in the next hour, you don't want to miss Vanessa Williams, the president of the National Association of Black Mayors. She's going to be on right at the about 10 after 7 to talk about what the news is not talking about, the impact of Katrina on black cities and black cities that have been lost and black mayors in black towns. She's going to be on in the next few minutes. So stay with us for the next hour. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Prince Carter here. You know, I'm glad you just spoke of that. That's one of the things. Unfortunately, I do watch a lot of CNN, and it seems to me that CNN has gone out of its way here lately to try to make the mayor of New Orleans look bad, when in fact, had it not been for him standing up and raising all the sand that he raised, they probably would have been another week getting down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just hope that people are not tricked into going against this man, because I really believe that he's sincere about being the mayor of that city. He has shown.
Well, he used to be a Republican now.
Well,
he used to be a Republican. I think that what is and he used to have a lot of the ideologies that Bill Clinton and fake Democrats like Bill Clinton used to have as well. I mean, have as well. This whole middle ground Joe Lieberman type of, you know, Republican light type of attitude. I think that the storm has pushed him to the left where he was supposed to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is that he doesn't capitulate in the face of, and I've seen some backing off on his part. I just hope that he stays where life has put him. Yes, he has.
You know,
yes,
I mean, he changed his tune a whole lot, you know, after the resources started getting in and what have you. But nonetheless, Liz, one of the things that, you know, and you brought it up too, a lot of cities that I even talked about that were just completely wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's talking about those people and how their plan was and so on and so forth. But one thing I can say about, I wanted to say this about George Bush. And you said when people show who they are, believe them. This man has been consistent since day one.
There's no surprises there. He has been very
consistent. Showing who he is. And for anyone to call themselves, I don't understand. Help me understand how a Democrat who knows George Bush does not have this country's best interest at heart would support a Roberts in the first place. How can they do that?
It's outrageous. It's outrageous. Thanks for your call. Jerry. Jerry.
Hello.
Yes.
Liz.
Yes.
I'm iterating again, as I always say when I call, that this country is overthrown by major corporations. They own the newspaper. They own the politicians. And they're doing the J. Edgar Hoover on our congressmen and our politicians. They're scared to death. They got something on practically most of those guys up there. And if they don't go along with the status quo, they will destroy their career.
So
and anybody who speak out the truth,
they would smash them like a bug.
And it's time to get rid of them. We're going to be having Vanessa Williams, president of the National Association of Black Mayors, on to talk about the impact of Katrina's aftermath after Katrina on black cities and on black mayors. You're going to be surprised, stunned at the statistics. Stay with us in the next hour. That's coming at you. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Hold on.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. Galveston's in the rearview mirror for thousands on the run from Rita. The Category 5 hurricane is expected to hit the Texas coast by Saturday. KTRH reporter Tracy Evans is in Galveston.
It has been incredible on how much of an effort the mayors of all of the communities around here have made to try and make sure people understand the severity of this storm that's sitting out in the Gulf of Mexico right now. Hurricane Rita is one of the worst storms on record, and they want their citizens out of harm's way. It's going to get more complicated on the freeways, though, today, as Houston starts mandatory evacuations of certain low-lying areas. That's going to be adding to the crowds already leaving Galveston.
The storm's packing top winds of 175 miles an hour. It may lose some of its punch by the time it makes landfall, but this woman isn't expecting to salvage very much.
We're not going to have nothing whenever we get back, because we live right on the beach, so we're not having nothing anymore.
Oil companies are closing refineries in Rita's path. Four are still closed in Louisiana due to Katrina. A happy landing in L.A. A JetBlue plane made an emergency landing late yesterday with its front wheels turned sideways. More than 140 people on board, all okay.
Put my head down and I was definitely scared. And I started bawling the second we landed. You know, everybody did. It was like a release of emotions that we're finally okay.
The minute that I realized they really were stopped, I bawled. I just couldn't control myself. And I was so overcome with emotion.
The pilot landed by balancing on the back wheels, then easing onto the front tires, shooting flames along the runway before they burned out. Passengers used various coping techniques.
Thankfully, I got a little drunk, so I think if I was completely sober, I would have been a little scared. And luckily, I had a little bit of vodka.
And the Senate Judiciary Committee is expected to approve Chief Justice nominee John Roberts. Then his nomination heads to the full Senate for a final vote next week. This is ABC News.
My name is Sarah, and
when I was about 17, I started Fry Farms. I sold our first load of pumpkins to a local Walmart. And one by one, my brothers came home from college to join me in the business.
10 years later, we're selling millions of cantaloupes, watermelons, and pumpkins that can be found in Walmart stores across the nation. Walmart appreciated the quality of the local produce, and the rural communities have thrived because of our business with Walmart. It makes me feel great. I love it.
So you had the big meeting yesterday. The boss was cranky from 6 hours on the red eye. Dan left the presentation in the cab, and you sat on a 4-inch window ledge for 90 minutes.
Next time, web conference with Microsoft Office Live Meeting and have a more productive meeting without leaving your office. Present to clients around the globe, collaborate in real time, even get instant feedback by taking a live poll.
Try it free for 14 days at Microsoft.com/WorkLive. That's Microsoft.com/WorkLive or call 1-877-MEET-WEB today.
Sony's on the blink, cutting thousands of jobs and closing factories to keep up with competition in the film, music, and electronics business. More from ABC's Jim Hickey.
Once the unchallenged pioneer in electronics.
Yeah, it was a time when life was a lot less complicated.
Sony, in recent years, has been forced to rely on its movies.
I'm Spider-Man.
And popular PlayStation games.
I say the future is ours!
To stay above the bottom line. But now Sony says it must cut 10,000 jobs around the world and cut costs by $1.8 billion, falling behind competitors like Sharp and Apple's iPod.
Can you dig it?
Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Real estate prices are so high in Aspen, Colorado, even the Board of Realtors is being driven out of town. The board was renting an office at the airport. Now it bought space at a town 10 miles away. Even a small house can cost $1 million in Aspen. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, Madison County Sheriff's Department investigators are asking anyone who has had contact with a man accused of trying to sexually assault women to come forward. Captain John Lakin says 22-year-old Samuel Levitan is already charged in connection with trying to assault five victims.
It's a situation where he involves himself in chat rooms on his home computer. He arranges to meet young ladies. He makes arrangements to meet with them. Some of them do it reluctantly because of his aggressive nature in the chat rooms.
Levitan is jailed on $550,000 bond. Lakin says authorities have seized Levitan's computer and know of at least two other victims. Anyone with any information on the case is asked to call 618-692-0871. Missouri Governor Matt Blunt will sign Senate Bill 1 during a state tour today and tomorrow. This recently passed legislation gives parents the right to sue anyone who helps their daughter get an abortion without their consent. It also includes a provision requiring abortion providers to have hospital privileges within 30 miles of their clinics. Blunt will make a stop at the Pregnancy Resource Center in St. Louis at 3 o'clock this afternoon. A weekend benefit is planned in memory of a late Manchester police officer. The Manchester Police Department and Tucker's Place will host a Backstoppers barbecue Sunday in honor of Patrolman Bruce Anderson, who died from a heart attack earlier this month. Manchester Police Sergeant Charles Everingham says although Anderson did not die in the line of duty and his family is not receiving assistance from Backstoppers, Sunday's event will pay tribute to Anderson and support a good cause. Finally this hour, the Cardinals and Reds will play the rubber match of their three-game series tonight at the Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Matt Morris will try to stop a slide in which he has lost four consecutive starts with a 6.46 ERA. Morris is 14-9 overall with a 4.10 earned run average. Brandon Clausen goes to the hill for the Reds, having won six of his last seven decisions. The Southpaw is 10-9 this season with an ERA of 3.98. Game time is 6:10. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Blake and Davis Realtors. Interested in buying or selling a home? Call Jane and Jim Reeser at Blake and Davis Realtors. You will get a real hometown advantage with the E-Advantage. Excellence, expertise, and experience, all at Blake and Davis. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Warren with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Ride Finders. Southbound 55 at Arsenal, a stalled school bus is partially blocking the exit ramp. They are waiting at this hour for a tow truck to come move that from the exit ramp. Southbound 170 north of Hanley and the airport road look for an accident that has been cleared, but traffic jams on to 70 this hour. Eastbound 44 St. Louis, Franklin County line, accident has been cleared to the shoulder and traffic jams all the way back to Gray Summit. Northbound 270 Doherty Ferry, there's an accident. The left turn lane is blocked on the exit ramp. Westbound 70 at 94, there's road construction. The left lane is blocked. Northbound 55 between Lindbergh and Weber, expect normal traffic this hour. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road, look for very heavy volume. Eastbound 70 between Zumbel and Fifi, look for everything to be running smoothly. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to 44, it is stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 255 from Telegraph to Lee May Ferry, no problems there. Westbound 270 from 367 to 170, stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier accident on southbound 170. You can expect delays. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, which is Broadway. There's construction work going on the exit ramp, and it is closed. You can use the 11th Street exit to get around this hour. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and Mid Rivers Mall. Heavy volume there. Eastbound 70 from Lindbergh all the way into 170. Stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier accident on southbound 170 as well. Northbound 170 from Galleria Parkway to Forest Park Parkway, look for road construction going on. Right lane closed. Westbound 5570 split from 64 onto the PSB. It is stop and go. Westbound 64 between Bow Avenue and the 5570 split, look for no problems there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way on to Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB. Those approaches are slow this hour. Sours Traffic has been sponsored by Ride Finders. Pumped up about gas prices? Pump money back into your pocket by carpooling to work using Ride Finders' free ride matching service. Call Ride Finders at 1-800-VIP-RIDE. That's 1-800-VIP-RIDE. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Partly cloudy skies today, high in the lower 90s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms are likely, with a low in the upper 60s. Friday, showers and thunderstorms likely, not quite as warm, with a high in the upper 70s. Friday evening, mostly cloudy in the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight. 30% chance of showers, low in the mid-60s. And Saturday, partly sunny skies, with a high in the mid-80s. Currently, at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we're hovering at 72 degrees. Under sunny skies with some fog. Lambert Field is reporting 73 with some fog as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Do not forget that we broadcast daily on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. That's from Xenia to Zimbabwe, all across the world. The wake-up call is being heard. And you can always also check out the website at lizbrown.com. That's LIZZBrown.com. Revolution at lizbrown.com. We start this hour in the storm's eye almost here as Rita is barreling down on Texas. We're just, it seems like, I guess in the big scheme of things, we're just minutes past what happened in Louisiana, what happened all along the Gulf Coast. We have yet to tell all of the stories. We have yet to raise all of the issues. We have yet to discuss all of the needs that have arisen as a result of Katrina, and here we are dealing with Rita, but I want to go back, because Katrina, the aftermath of Katrina, has exposed so many needs and so many issues, and not the least of which, the impact upon the community of African descent. You've seen the pictures, you've seen the stories, you've heard the words of black folks, black students at black universities scattered to the wind, black people scattered to the wind, relocated, dislocated. We need to talk about America's black belt, because it wasn't just New Orleans. It wasn't just Louisiana. It's Florida. It's Mississippi. It's Alabama. And to facilitate that conversation, to give us some specifics as to how people of African descent have been hit by Katrina, I have with me, en route to Washington, D.C., the Executive Director of the National Association of Black Mayors, Vanessa Williams. Ms. Williams, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. Thank you.
Very good. Oh, most of America doesn't know how hard hit the Black Belt has been, do they?
No, they have not a clue.
Talk to us about that. When we're talking about the Black Belt, what are we talking about?
Well, when you're talking about the Black Belt, it's just an irony that the word black is used in there. It's just speaking of an area where you have predominantly African-American populations and a lot of African-American mayors.
Mm-hmm.
When you discuss what America is not seeing, it's just the testimonies, the heroes, and the trials and tribulations that many of the victims, as well as our mayors, are going through at this moment.
Because all we hear about it is Ray Nagin.
That is so true.
So how many mayors are we talking about? How many cities are we talking about? And what are some of the things that they are confronting?
Well, within the target area which we're speaking of, which is primarily Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, we have a total of 54 of our mayors that were affected by the hurricane.
How many black mayors are there?
There is a total of 564 black mayors in the United States.
And 54 of them were hit by this?
54 out of the 174 that are in that area. Yeah.
So continue.
Well, what we've witnessed is, just to start from the beginning, is the day that the hurricane hit, the very next morning we all went into the office that Monday and just began to be overwhelmed with calls from our membership, our mayors, just sharing with us the fact that they were without lights, without water, without ability to evacuate some of their citizens from buildings, because a lot of these towns are very small populated towns. And they don't have the resources of the larger cities. And our mayors had just been sharing with us that they had been reaching out to Red Cross, reaching out to FEMA, but yet they had heard nothing from them whatsoever.
Mm.
After we received several calls like that, initially our response was, well, let's have many of our membership call out to FEMA, call out to Red Cross, and try to put some political pressure on them to respond to the mayors that were in need. But after a conversation that both our president of our organization, Mayor Roosevelt Dorn from Inglewood, California, and myself had with FEMA, we were with the understanding that if we didn't help our mayors, they probably would not get any help at all.
What did they tell you, Vanessa? What did they say?
In the conversation that we had with them, we shared with them the fact that the majority of our members, 54 cities, had reached out to us and said that they were without power, without water. We had loss of life taking place because you had elderly population that were on breathing machines, and without the power, they were unable to breathe. We had children that passed away due to dehydration, and we were sharing this concern with them and that they really need to get down into these smaller communities and get them help. And what was the next question that FEMA had to ask us was, well, why can't they reach out to us?
Huh?
And I shared with them that they were on calling us from cellular phones, and that the cellular phones were almost dead because of the fact that this was 2 days later now, and we needed to get them help. And he said, well, the gentleman said to us, first of all, let me backtrack. The statement that he made is, well, until we cannot assist them until they fill out the proper paperwork.
Huh?
And we said, paperwork? Well, you know, they have no power. They have no telephone communication, so they cannot access the web. They cannot access the fax machine. how can they get paperwork from you? And the gentleman asked me, he said, well, how are they reaching you? I said, through their cellular phones, and they're almost dead at this point. And he said, well, maybe what they should do is instead of reaching out to you, they should call someone closer to them and get them the proper paperwork.
Huh?
Yep, that was the reality of the conversation.
So it's like, okay, you are standing on the shore. You're watching a boat sinking in a lake. The boat manages to get you on the phone to say, get us help. You call the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard said, shoot, they need to call us. Why are they calling you?
That is a wonderful analogy, and I will use it after this. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to claim it as my own.
All right. Fair enough.
But that is a wonderful analogy of what took place. That is exactly what happened. And from that point forward, my next question to the assistant director was, well, can we fill out the paperwork for them? Because they've told us the issues, they told us what the needs were, can we fill it out and then submit it to you and so that you can get them help? And they said no.
Huh?
Neither FEMA nor Red Cross will be in there until they fill out the proper paperwork because you are not an authorized signature for that community, that city, or that municipality.
Ms. Williams, wait a minute. Red Cross said we're not coming in until there's paperwork filled out?
No, it was FEMA that said it. And what FEMA was sharing with us is that they have these disaster command centers, and all of their services are pretty much linked into each other. And you have to make a formal request, and then they send out help.
That's insane. That is insane to say in the midst of a catastrophe and an emergency, paperwork comes first.
That's what they said.
And I was struck by what you said because I hadn't thought about this before, but children died not because they drowned. They died because of dehydration because they didn't have water.
That is correct. And a lot of that happened in New Orleans also. And from that conversation, I called our president and I told him what the conversation was that I had with FEMA. And, you know, he and I, his exact words, Vanessa, they're not going to help us. I said, Mayor, you're absolutely correct. And I said, these are our people. And he said, well, what should we do? I said, we need to create our own fund, and we need to help them now. And so all of our mayors, Mayor Dorn kicked it off, and he gave a donation of $10,000 to the National Conference of Black Mayors Disaster Relief Fund. And from there, he began to call other mayors that are members of our organization and ask them to support. And we raised roughly around $100,000 in 2 days amongst our membership. And we started buying generators. We then began to work with a Christian trucking company out of the Baltimore area. And the brother there donated the trucks to us. He said, all you have to do is pay for the fuel. And he gave us the drivers and the trucks, 8 18-wheelers.
Jeez.
We organized 5 drop-off points, one in New Orleans, one in two in Louisiana. Let me just say it, 2 in Louisiana, one in Mississippi, and 2 in Mississippi and 1 in Alabama. And we began to just rotate the trucks. We partnered with Radio One. Radio One got the community support for us, and we began to just fill the trucks up out of the D.C. area and get them into those communities.
So talk to us about the communities that you reached out to, that you were able to bring some relief to. Where were they?
Well, it's funny that you should ask that. New Orleans, while everyone else was saying they could not get in, we got in.
Huh?
We made 5 drops in New Orleans before anyone else even walked into New Orleans outside of the Salvation Army. Salvation Army was there day one. They were there day one preparing meals, and the church was there day one. You had members of the different church communities that came out and just got through FEMA and their Red Cross and their red tape and got in there. But we made drops into New Orleans primarily because of the request of Mayor Nagin. Feminine products, baby formula, diapers, and water. That's and non-perishable food items. And we made a total of five drops in New Orleans before FEMA shut us down. And
You've got to back up. What do you mean FEMA shut you down?
Well, FEMA shut a lot of people down. When Walmart came into New Orleans, they tried to come into New Orleans with 8 18-wheelers of nothing but water. They turned them around.
And did FEMA say to you?
Their excuse was that it was a dangerous environment and that they weren't allowing people outside of the residence that were already in there to be in there.
Did you get a
And what we did is we coordinated with Mayor Nagin's staff to have a police escort. When they would tell us no, we would reach out to Mayor Nagin's staff, and they would get a police officer to come up to where the driver was and escort him in. And that is the only reason why we were able to make the drops that we made.
You had to get police to make it happen.
That's true.
So talk to us about, it's not just the towns that have been directly hit, but it's the towns that are also taking in where the evacuees are going. Talk to us about Monroe.
Well, Monroe, Louisiana, another one of our mayors, Mayor Jamie Mayo, has a total of, in the last count, was 4,000 evacuees in his community. When the hurricane first hit, Mayor Mayo, as well as Mayor Hawkins in Bastrop, Louisiana, which is just 20 miles away from Monroe, were overwhelmed with individuals coming into their community. And not just Monroe, but also you look at Baton Rouge, another African-American mayor, Kip Holden, St. Gabriel, another black mayor. So you got to understand, all of that area, you have predominantly African-American mayors. Louisiana alone has a population of roughly around 3 million people. Of that, well, it's right under 2 million, 2 million 8 something. But right with that, you have African American mayors that represent over half of that population.
And I'm trying to think through something here, Ms.
Sure,
Lewis.
Please.
How does that compare with the numbers of black mayors in a state in the Houston area? Do we have a whole lot of black mayors?
Oh, yes, you do. I just got off the phone this morning with our Texas State Chapter President, Mayor John White, out of Ames, Texas. We have a total of 48 African-American mayors in the Texas area.
Okay. And in terms of the mayor of Monroe and the surrounding areas, they had to take in this huge influx of evacuees.
With no resources.
No resources.
And you're talking about communities that were already small, already, totally strapped, and they did it. And they did it, and we and as well as other agencies that were participating, that not to say that we did everything, but we began to just coordinate the efforts with many of the other national organizations and ourselves to get them resources so they can assist. Now, what I can say is Red Cross in Monroe has, according to Mayor Mayo, done a very good job with assisting his city.
But that's the exception, not the rule.
That's exactly. That's the exception. But a majority of all of the other, let me tell you, 98% of my mayors that have been affected have not heard from, or if they have heard from Red Cross, have gotten very little response from any assistance from them whatsoever, or FEMA.
And we're talking about 3 weeks afterwards?
We're talking 3 weeks afterwards.
They still haven't heard from Red Cross? And they still haven't heard from FEMA.
Correct. And what was articulated to me by several of our mayors who are more versed in this area is that Red Cross, I guess, has a national disaster plan that they use, which doesn't really adhere to small communities. So instead of going away from their plan and saying this is a unique situation, none of us have been here before, let's look at how we can be more effective, they still stuck to that original plan, which leaves out a lot of the smaller community and rural communities.
Which makes it really kind of frustrating when you see that every place you look, everybody's asking you to give to the Red Cross. When clearly, if the Red Cross doesn't have a plan that addresses all of the needs in a disaster, it's not helpful.
You're absolutely correct. And as I had another mayor share with me, where is it going? Because they're not seeing it. And it's their communities that have been most affected. So if you have those who have been most affected that are in the surrounding areas of New Orleans, as well as in Mississippi, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Mayor Dupree there, I mean, still struggling, needs help. They need help,
and they're
not getting it.
And to underscore the issue of Monroe, Monroe's population, who doubled? Somebody.
I have a total of 10 cities in Louisiana that have, and 15 in Mississippi that have doubled and tripled. Bastrop, Louisiana, had a population of 8,000 and some odd numbers prior to the hurricane. He now has 15,000 people in his community. St. Gabriel, Louisiana, Mayor Grace there has 15,000 evacuees in his community right now. Population prior to the hurricane was right under 4,000.
Wait a minute, 15,000?
He's 15. They're in his city hall. They're all over his community. Donaldsonville, Louisiana, has been hit that way. It's all of that area going up into Baton Rouge has been greatly affected, and those are a majority of African-American mayors.
And, Vanessa, can you stay on a few more minutes?
Yes, ma'am. You know what time is short. I'm trying to get into the airport. But I will do that.
Okay.
I will stay on as long as I can.
All right. Thank you so much, because we have to take a quick break here.
Yes,
we're talking
ma'am.
To Vanessa Williams, Executive Director of the National Association of Black Mayors. She's en route to Washington, D.C. She's been gracious enough to stay on with us to talk about the devastation that has hit black cities, black mayors, and the help that has yet to come. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and whether this hour's traffic is sponsored by Prevention Magazine's premium vitamins and supplements. Southbound 55 at Arsenal, there's a stalled school bus partially blocking the exit ramp there, waiting for a tow truck at this hour. Northbound 270 at Doherty Ferry, that off-ramp is reopened after an earlier accident has been cleared. Westbound 40 between McKnight and Clayton Warson look for an accident. Left lane is blocked approaching McKnight, so traffic is backing up there. Westbound 70 at 94, there's road construction going on there. Left lane is closed. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Mason Road, look for heavy volume. And northbound 55 between Madison and 270, you've got slow traffic in the right lane. Westbound 270 between 367 and 170, look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and Mid Rivers Mall, look for heavy volume going on there. And your bridge approaches shape up like this. Westbound 55-70 split from 64 on the PSB, it is stop and go. Westbound 64 from Ball Avenue to the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic and westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side all the way into Leeds Landing. Look for stop and go traffic this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Prevention Magazine's premium vitamins and supplements. Prevention's America's most trusted health magazine is proud to introduce Prevention's premium vitamins and supplements. Help active optimum health with Prevention. Available at GNC and fine independent pharmacies. Now let's take a look at your WGNU current conditions from AM 920 WGNU. Today, partly cloudy, high in the lower 90s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms are likely with low in the upper 60s. Friday, not quite as warm. Showers and thunderstorms likely with a high in the upper 70s. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the mid 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 72 degrees. Lambert Field has 73 degrees with haze and sunny skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Up next, we'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Akbar Electric, commercial, industrial, residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568, 382-2568. Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors, no job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call. 382-2568.
And what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God? The Old Testament prophet Micah asked that question of his people thousands of years ago. Since 1994, that question has been one of the bedrock values of Hope for the Nations. In 20 countries around the world, Hope for the Nations turns today's orphans into tomorrow's leaders, provides security so children can become confident young people, actively trains them to become productive leaders in their society, and helps their communities to become self-sufficient. Learn more about Hope for the Nations and how you can become part of their worldwide ministry. Go online at www.hopeforthenations.com. That's www.hopeforthenations.com. Hope for the Nations, turning today's orphans into tomorrow's leaders since 1994. What is the Lord requiring of you? Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I am talking to Vanessa Williams, Executive Director of the National Association of Black Mayors. She's en route to Washington, D.C. Vanessa, welcome back.
Thank you so very much.
Can you talk to us about the total of people that we're talking about when we're talking about displaced black folks as a result of Katrina and the black cities and the black mayors that are reaching out to accommodate them? What kind of a number are we talking about?
We're speaking of roughly around 1 million people, and that is the number that people are not understanding that has been impacted by this hurricane. New Orleans alone, you're looking at roughly around 400,000 people. When you look at New Orleans and its surrounding areas, and when I say surrounding areas, I'm speaking of the other parishes, Jefferson Parish. It's not even including Slidell and some of the other areas. So you're looking at roughly around 1 million people that are now displaced.
When we talk about you talked earlier about attempting to engage FEMA in the catastrophe that hit all of these black cities. 3 weeks later, what is the FEMA's response? Are we hearing a different governmental response?
No, ma'am, we're not. You are when you look at New Orleans, but you are not when you look at the other communities that are still in need of help.
You're calling them, right? Mayors are calling them, right, and saying do something. And there's
mayors have called them, but they've been, from what we've been told, they're being very overwhelmed with just the response of New Orleans, Biloxi, and some of the larger cities that they've not been able to respond to some of the smaller communities as fast. And just to give an example, one of our mayors who was hit in the eye of the storm, well, not the eye, but the aftermath of the storm and the storm itself, out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, had infrastructural damage done within his community. He had several of his homeowners lose their homes and that were in need and that were not insured. When FEMA came in to do the actual assessment of their community, they informed them that they would pay for cleanup, but that was all.
Huh?
And yet the need was even greater than that. There is a need for infrastructure and rebuilding, but they approved him for cleanup. So it's that type of frustration that many of our mayors are feeling. And when I say that, we've been helping mayors that are not African American also, because you know there was a need to help. They weren't being heard. It was small. It was all the focus was going on New Orleans. And I have a great deal of respect for Mayor Nagin. He's a member of our organization, and this is not to say anything negative against the city of New Orleans, because they do need help. But there were other cities that were impacted, even to a great of devastation according to their own demographics. It may not have been the large numbers that you saw in New Orleans, but they still lost everything also. So hurt is hurt, and need is need, and they were not getting help.
How much has race played into this, Ms. Williams?
You know, a lot of people have asked me that question. And to be honest with you, I'll just answer it like this. You see, everyone is watching.
Kanye West.
I've spoken with Brother Kanye. I'm aware. I'm aware of his feelings. I'm aware of many of those that are in the hip-hop community feelings. We actually took a tour of the Reliance Center, the Astrodome, and the George Brown Community Center, where we took some of the hip-hop artists and NBA players and our mayors. And we went in low profile, no media. We just showed up and said, we're here. We want to check on them. And then going in, I have to tell you that was one of the most hurtful things I have ever witnessed in my life outside of losing my father. It was just devastating to hear the testimonies of the people, to watch how our senior citizens were having to sit up in chairs and sleep. And they were so uncomfortable. You could just see it. To hear, one of the sisters came to me, and We have raised amongst our membership 5,000 units of housing, free and clear, for a year. And we are sponsoring 5,000 units. With that, we went into the Houston area because we were not getting a response at all from their offices so that we could tell the people we have housing for them for a year, not a month, you know, but a full year so that they can get themselves together and think about what their next steps would be. And in doing that, you could just see, let me just tell you, one of the young women, I walked up to her and I said, sister, we have housing available. And I saw her boys. She had three little boys sitting there. And I said, have you found housing yet? We have it all over the nation. If you want to be close to some of your other relatives, these are the locations. And she looked at me. She said, I don't want any housing.
Huh?
And I looked at her. And I said, well, where are you going to go? I said, do you have a plan? You know, do you have family here? And she said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've lost everything. I've lost my husband. Mm. I've lost everything. She said, I didn't work. She said, what am I going to do? She said, I can't even explain to my sons what we're going to do. And I said, well, sister, we have housing. And she looked at me and she said, I don't want another promise. They've come in here and they've promised us something for the past 2 weeks, and we've got nothing that they've told us we would get. She said, I don't want to hear another promise. And so I sat there, and understanding her hurt, I still stood there, even though I knew she wanted me to leave. And I just began to talk with her. I gave her my business card. I shared with her who we are, the fact that we work with Mayor Nagin, and we work with a lot of the other communities, and that's why we were able to get in there through Mayor Nagin's staff to allow them to know that we have the housing available. And she began to open up. Well, with that being said, we then were able to get her information and get her placed into housing. But the spirit of depression that was going on, but I say that to say, but there was also just a heroic feeling that was in the air also. The stories that we heard of people who just saved other people's lives. One of the brothers said, I stole a bus. And I took people back and forth and would drop them off into St. Gabriel area and come back for more people because they wouldn't help us. He said that they just kept watching buses go by, boats go by, aircraft go by. They're taking pictures of them and doing absolutely nothing to help them. They wouldn't even throw us some water.
Mm. What can we do? What do you need? What does the association need? How can we help?
Well, there are several ways that people can help. Of course, we're still having communities like Napoleonville, Louisiana, who has 1,200 evacuees there and have not had very little assistance from anyone that needs items for these families. And it's things that we take for granted every day, toothbrush, toothpaste, underwear, undergarments. You know, these are things that they have nothing. You know, to wake up one morning have absolutely nothing, where do you begin? You know, so there's the need for those types of items. We have begun and we started our own disaster relief fund on which 100% of these proceeds will go to the victims and to the mayors that have been affected by the hurricane that are within our membership. And so, of course, I would ask and make a plea out to those who are willing to give and have not decided where they want it to give yet.
But also, Vanessa, the thing that people want, I've heard that we've had families that have been displaced on the show. What you want to know that the money that you give goes directly to the people.
Speak the truth. We have been on the ground day one. We have been assisting families day one. The minute we got off of that call with FEMA and understood what we were being called to do,
George Bush doesn't like black people. You got that.
Yeah, we got that. We understood. We understood where we were at. We understood what we needed to do. And we understood that even though we were not set up, this is not something that our organization does. This is not something that we do, but it was something that we had to do because no one else was helping our people. And so with that being said, we've allowed our organization has given out vouchers to help families.
Mm.
We've given out food. We've given out resources. We've given any and everything that we could give. We have some of our mayors whose towns have just sponsored housing, meaning they've bought clothes for a family, paid the rent for a year, but the families came in, they have beds, bed settings, bed fully furnished homes. knowing that they have to start over. And that is what it's really going to have to take. It's going to have to take a community effort.
But we also need to be...
Can I just share this
sure.
with you? Because, see, this will lose its hype.
That's right.
And these people are still going to be hurting. And my concern is, who will watch out for them once the media leaves and once it's no longer on the radar as a catchy news story?
And the other piece of it is that there needs to be people raising hell with the government of we pay taxes. If Halliburton can come in and get a $1 billion contract, why isn't somebody in from FEMA in Monroe?
You're right.
So we
correct.
There also has to be a raising hell component to this too, because
we have a press conference today. That's where I'm headed in Washington D.C.
Uh-huh.
In which our mayors will be addressing their concerns and their needs, and the fact that our organization has partnered with a large banking institution and has received a commitment of $125 million. To go directly to those communities that have been affected. And the bank is working directly with our organization and making sure 100% of those funds get to our communities. And that's what it's going to have to be. Unfortunately and fortunately, we had mayors and relationships with people in high places that were sympathetic, for lack of a better word, to what was going on and could see and were honest enough to say, no, you're not getting the help. And yes, we will help you. And with that being said, if I may, because I don't know how much longer I can stay on, just point out one other thing to you that I believe is just very important, more so than some of the other things that we've even discussed, is the fact that there are a counted 3,000 babies that are missing right now. And I don't see any attention being brought to that.
Well,
we have 3,000 children that are counted for as missing. Lord knows how many we do not know are missing.
And not to mention the babies that are there and their mamas and daddies are gone.
That's correct.
Where can people send money? Where can people connect with you all to give help?
Well, our website is www.ncbm.org. That is www.ncbm, National Conference of Black Mayors. So if what we've done, just to give you an example, we have people such as Missy Elliott and Dale Davis from the Pistons who reached out to us and wanted to give large sum donations. Russell Simmons reached out to us. And what we started is an Adopt-A-City program.
That's what I was thinking in my head the whole time you were talking about this. We got to adopt a city. We have got to adopt a city.
And what we did is we started an Adopt-A-City program because of this, what you just said earlier. We want to know.
Mm-hmm.
See, we answer directly to our mayor. So, therefore, there's not going to be a situation of them saying someone took something from us.
There you go.
Because we have to answer to them.
There you go.
So what we've done is we've partnered people that want to give large donations directly with the city. So that you could see that community center was rebuilt, or you can see 10 homes were refurbished, or you could see, so they could see exactly where their money went. When I was on a conference call with Q-Tip, Nas, Kanye West, and others, that was their concern.
Mm-hmm.
Sister, we want to do something. We want to be active. How can we give?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, instead of just giving your money, come see.
Mm-hmm.
Come check on your people.
Mm-hmm.
Come see what's going on so that you know how to better and best assist them. And they were doing that, and they've done that. And that I am proud of, to see that we as a community are coming out. Unfortunately, some of us are not as aware of what's going on with Red Cross not being as responsive, and they've given that way. But I still want to applaud the fact that they've given. But we just have to educate to our community that there's other ways to give.
And
sponsor a community.
Absolutely.
Sponsor a town hall. Sponsor a school. You can give in other areas and other ways to make sure that the communities that you want to see get the resources, receive them.
And Vanessa, for people that do not have access to the net, is there a phone number?
Oh, please, yes. Thank you for saying that. 404-765-6444. Once again, that number is 404-765-6444.
And you know what? What city, is there a way to say which city needs the most? Does it matter?
Well, we have an assessment. We actually were on the ground and we made an assessment of the communities, and we have a list of what all they need. We've been working with black urban developers and planners to give an assessment on the actual cost mm-hmm. of what it will cost to rebuild some of those areas that were hit hardest. So we will actually be able to give, and in some communities we can give, an exact figure amount of what's needed to rebuild that community and stabilize it.
Okay. And Vanessa Williams, Executive Director of the National Association of Black Mayors, will you come back and talk to us about after the press conference?
I would love to.
Okay.
I would love to. And I've enjoyed you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you
okay.
so much. Take care.
Listen,
folks, this is Liz Brown, The Wake-Up Call. I'll be here to take your calls at 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. We got stuff to talk about. Stay with me.
You suddenly appeared. It was cloudy before. Now it's all clear. You took away the fear.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Lagos. The arrest of a separatist leader in Nigeria has caused unrest. Muhadi Dokubu Asari, the head of the Niger Delta People's Volunteer Force, was taken into custody by police officials on Tuesday. His organization wants more control over the oil resources for the Ijaw people, the largest ethnic group in the Niger Delta. Members of the movement are threatening to sabotage oil installations in that area if Asari is not released. A large demonstration was held in Port Harcourt on Wednesday. The Niger Delta is still one of the poorest and least developed areas in all of Nigeria, even though it's a major point of export for oil. And Dateline New York. The television show Extreme Makeover has been hit with a $1 million lawsuit. Delise Williams from Conroe, Texas, says she was chosen for cosmetic surgery by the program. She says a TV crew tricked her sister named Telly McGee into saying cruel things about her looks before the surgery. But then the program dropped her from having the surgery because they said her jaw would take too long to heal. The lawsuit says that McGee became so upset over what she had said to the TV crew about her sister's looks that she took her own life. There have been other deaths associated with the new wave of reality shows you may not have heard about either. Earlier this year, a 23-year-old man who took part in the Contender boxing program shot himself to death. In July, a woman who was part of a foreign show called The Colony hanged herself after she spent time in the Australian outback with her family. Back in 1997, a contestant on a Swedish show that was the forerunner for the American show Survivor stepped in front of a train after being the first person to be voted off that show. Also, in 2002, a man named Ralph Panitz was convicted of beating his wife to death just after they appeared on the Jerry Springer show. And in 1995, a guest on the Jenny Jones Show killed another man who said he had a gay crush on him on national TV. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
All right, the Blues are back.
Yeah, baby.
But we need to make sure you're in game shape before they hit the ice again.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you some quick questions. I want some quick answers. You ready?
You bet. Let's fire away.
First one.
He shoots.
He
scores.
Light the
lamp. Too easy, man. Try some harder ones.
Baby steps. Baby steps.
Right.
Try these. Put the blank in the blank.
Biscuit in the basket.
Let's go.
Blues.
Kick save.
And a beauty.
Do you bleed?
Blue. Come on. I thought these were supposed to be harder.
Careful what you wish for, because here comes the lightning round.
Bring it on.
Drop the
puck.
Between the
pipes.
Warm up the
bus.
Teams you hate.
Coyotes, Sharks, Canucks, Oilers.
But the teams you despise.
Red Wings, Avalanche, Blackhawks, and Stars.
And the Flames. Never forget the Flames. Next one. Best moment of your life is?
A tie between the time I won the on-ice tricycle race and the time I sucked a chuck at the mall.
You're so ready for the season, my friend.
Get back in blue. Great group discounts and hospitality packages available. Call 314-622-BLUE to book your reservation now.
Join a 5.3-mile hike on the Clark Trail at the Weldon Spring Conservation Area to look for early fall colors and migrating hawks. The hike takes place on Saturday, September 24th from 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Sign up by calling 636-441-4554. Something for hikers from WGNU.
Capital Sports and Entertainment.
Hi, Lance Armstrong, please.
We represent him, but he doesn't live here.
Okay, take a memo. Lance, I was thinking about chill. I thought to chill is a skill, and if so, nobody's better than you. You've won the tour, each time looking very chill, and that made a whole bunch of European guys in Lycra pretty mad. I got no problem with that.
okay.
Your resting heart rate is 33 beats a minute. Are you clinically dead or clinically chill? I think the latter.
Okay.
Lance, you are the definition of chill. For you, an ice-cold Coca-Cola Zero. Real Coca-Cola taste and nothing to get in the way of your chill.
Okay.
Okay, you read that back to me, please.
You know what? I got it.
I just want to make sure. Coca-Cola Zero. Everybody, chill.
Looks like Coke, tastes like Coke, but it's not Coke. It's Coke Zero. The real Coca-Cola taste you love, zero calories. Everybody, chill.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% of the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. It's the Millions More Movement.
Saturday, October 15th, 2005 in Washington, D.C.
St. Louis, you can get involved today. The local organizing committee meetings are every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at 1408 Kings Highway, Suite 215. To register or book your travel for the Millions More Movement,
call 361-9191
or toll free 866-361-9191
or online at mmmstlouis.org.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. The Millions More Movement.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Time has come today. Young hearts can go their way. Can't quit it all another day. I don't care what others say. They think we don't listen anyway. Time has come today.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Look, this is Liz Brown. We have much to talk about. We're going to adopt a city right here on the Wake Up Call. I have more information for you. By Monday, we're going to adopt a city. This is just madness. We're talking about these are the mayors in need in Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida, and Alabama. Goodman, Mississippi, population 1,500, Mayor Deborah A. Mabry. Port Gibson, Mississippi, population 1,700, Mayor Imelda Arnold. Hellsburg, Mississippi, population 803, Mayor Juan Barnett. Crosby, Mississippi, population 349, Mayor James Batalise. McLean, Mississippi, population 603, Mayor Mary Bolton. Duck Hill, Mississippi, population 1,300, Mayor Joey Cooley. Beaumont, Mississippi, population 982. Mayor Lucinda Daley. Hattiesburg, Mississippi, population 46,000, Mayor Johnny Dupree. Weston, Mississippi, 1,700, Mayor Linda Harris. Broody, Mississippi, population 1,000, Mayor Arthur McLittleton. Mount Olive, Mississippi, population 893, Mayor Robert McNair. Natchez, Mississippi, population 17,000, Mayor West. Tuscola, Mississippi, population 2,000, Mayor Yvonne Brown. Pass Christian, Mississippi, population 6,000. Gulfport, Mississippi. Pritchard, Alabama, Mayor Ron Davis. Gulf Shores, Alabama. Baton Rouge, New Orleans. Baker, Louisiana, population 13,000, Mayor Harold Rideau. White Castle, Louisiana, Mayor Maurice Brown. Monroe, Louisiana, Mayor Jamie Mayo. Bastrop, Louisiana, population 12,000, Mayor Clarence Hawkins. St. Gabriel,
Louisiana, Mayor George Grace, Napoleonville, Louisiana, Mayor Darnell, Jupiter, population 693, Tallalagher, Louisiana, population 383, Mayor Herman Malveau, Tangalupa, Louisiana, Mayor Clarence Futz, population 700, Gretna, Louisiana, population 17,000, Lacombe, Louisiana, population 7,000, Slidell, Louisiana, population 26,000, Pacalawalamine Parish, Louisiana, population 6,700. You're on the wake-up call, Bob.
Good morning, Liz.
Yes.
How are you?
Quickly, please.
First of all, I want to say that maybe you heard it last evening on national TV, I think it was MSNBC, you were responded to by name and the notion on the net to one of the emails that you had sent to, it may have been Lou Dodds, and it was the fellow that was sitting in now for Lou Dodds.
What happened?
He responded to an email that I guess you had put up or something you had posted on your national network about the conditions in Louisiana and Mississippi and who wasn't being taken care of.
What did he say?
Well, he said Liz Brown, he agreed mostly with what you were saying, but he had a little quirk at the end, something like if you were really concerned about these, you would start some program among people there to do something to help them.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see it. Well, I was when I heard Liz Brown, I wonder how many Liz Browns are there. Then when I heard his response, I knew it was you.
Thanks for your call,
Bob. Okay, one more thing.
Gotta go. I'm so sorry.
Can I hold?
Sure, you can hold.
I have something to say.
Sure. We're going to take a break, folks. Liz Brown, stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Think about staying?
He's in Houston, where mandatory evacuations in some low-lying areas start today. Clogged highways give this man pause.
We're going to wait it out. We can't leave town right now because of all the traffic. It's horrible.
Rita's expected to hit the Texas coast by Saturday. Louisiana's braced for what might come its way. We're live with ABC's Aaron Katursky in New Orleans.
Liz, if Hurricane Rita brings any more than a few inches of rain here, Richard Pinner with the Army Corps of Engineers says New Orleans could flood again.
We do have two pump stations that still be available to us, but our main pump stations, pump station 6, 3, 4, the I-10 pumps, will not be able to pump.
Engineers now rush to complete emergency patchwork to levees damaged in Hurricane Katrina, Liz.
ABC's Aaron Katursky live in New Orleans. The Labor Department says Hurricane Katrina has put more than 200,000 people out of work as of last week. Job cuts coming to Delta. The airline says it'll cut up to 9,000 jobs over the next couple of years as it moves into bankruptcy. A JetBlue flight made an emergency landing in L.A. Some passengers realized how big a deal it was when they saw it in flight on TV.
That's, I think, when we realized there was cause for alarm was when we saw ourselves being covered on national television, that we were actually featured in the same news crawl as Hurricane Rita.
This man was on the ground waiting for word on his daughter.
I'd held it together fairly well. About an hour before I found out about it. And I called my dad. When I called my dad and I tried, I couldn't hold it together.
The plane landed safely with its front wheels turned sideways, burning rubber as it slowed down. This is ABC News.
Tom Grady and John Madden on the road. Two men, two strong wills, one serious satellite radio.
All right, Tom.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors. Boom! Paper covers rock. I win, Tom.
What's at stake? Serious satellite radio.
Yes! Elvis Channel it is.
Elvis?
These two giants of the gridiron may not agree on a choice of channel, but they both agree on Sirius Satellite Radio. With over 120 channels, including 100% commercial free music, the entire NFL, and the best sports coverage.
How about some eeny, meeny, miny, mo?
Right now, get a Sirius Satellite Radio for just $49.95 after a $30 mail-in rebate. Offer valid with 6-month prepaid subscription and available for a limited time at participating retailers. Subscriptions sold separately. Terms, conditions, and activation fee apply. Visit Best Buy, Circuit City, Crutchfield.com, Radio Shack, or Sirius.com for details. It's more than just radio. It's Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's the next step for Judge John Roberts. The Senate Judiciary Committee meets in about a half hour on his Supreme Court Chief Justice nomination. Details from ABC's Pam Coulter.
John Roberts is guaranteed bipartisan support now that he's won the vote of the committee's senior Democrat, Pat Leahy. A number of other Democrats not on the Judiciary Committee also say they'll vote for Roberts when the confirmation comes up in a week. They include South Dakota's Tim Johnson and Montana's Max Baucus. While a committee vote is all but a formality, it will come with a lot of jawboning. Each of the 18 panel members will have 10 minutes to voice their opinions on the Chief Justice nominee, a total of 3 hours if they use the full amount of time. Pam Coulter, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
In the D.C. area this fall, the new baby panda at the National Zoo will be on display soon. Visitors will get timed admission tickets for a glimpse of the male cub. Now about 10 pounds and about 2 feet from head to tail. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, law enforcement officers are cracking down on illegal drugs in the Metro East. The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Illinois and other officials say they have dismantled a major cocaine and crack cocaine organization. Preston Grubbs with the Drug Enforcement Administration explains how this will help fight the drug problem in and around the Alton area.
This organization and their dismantlement will clearly have an impact on the Alton area, but like anything else, supply and demand. If there remains a demand for drugs in a community, somebody will come in and fill that void, other organizations. So will this have an impact? Absolutely.
In the past year, 30 individuals have been indicted on charges in connection with the drug trafficking organization. Of the 18 people indicted on September 8th, only 2 remain at large. 15 of the 18 most recently indicted individuals are from the Alton area, 1 is from St. Louis, and the other 2 are from San Bernardino, California. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says drought assistance for farmers will be included in upcoming federal disaster relief legislation. Durbin says that according to recent USDA estimates, the value of corn and soybean production in Illinois for 2005 has been reduced by more than $792 million due to the drought. Midwesterners want to have a significant other. That's according to a recent survey by Yahoo Personals in observance of National Singles Week. The survey also found that Southerners are more likely to kiss on the first date and that West Coast singles seem to be the happiest about their relationship status. You can view all of the survey results online at www.personals.yahoo.com. Finally this hour, the Blues return to the Savas Center ice with a 4-3 loss to the Predators in their preseason opener last night. Mike Sillinger scored twice, Jamal Mayers added a goal, and Dallas Drake had 2 assists for the Blues, who never led in the game. Patrick Lalime started in goal for the Note and played half the game, allowing 2 goals on 14 shots. The same 2 teams will meet Saturday evening in Kansas City in another preseason contest. The Blues will first head to Chicago to take on the Blackhawks tomorrow night. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Eckert's Applefest. Applefest is going on now at Eckert's, so bring the whole family out for apple picking, tractor rides, music, and lots of country fun. Eckert's in Belleville, Grafton, and Millstadt. For more information, visit Eckert's.com. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We're looking at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Rhodes Furniture. Northbound 55 at Arsenal. The accident has been cleared onto Arsenal. Traffic backs up approaching 4500 South Broadway. Southbound 270 ramp to Olive. No sign of that earlier reported accident, so we'll keep you posted. Southbound 270 between Ladue and 40, however, there's an accident in the far right lane. Exit is blocked. Traffic is backed up as you are in the right lanes near Olive. Westbound 270 at 94, there's road construction. Left lane is blocked. Northbound 170 between Galleria Parkway and Forest Park Parkway. Look for road construction in the right lane is blocked. Northbound 55 between 270 and Loughborough. No problems reported. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road. Heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs to 270. That traffic is flowing freely this hour. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, which is Broadway. There's construction work at that. Exit ramp is closed. You need to use 11th Street exit to get around the construction there. Eastbound 70 at 79, that traffic's finally easing up. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Hanley, stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 40 between Hampton and McKnight, stop-and-go traffic due to an earlier accident. Northbound 270 from Sappington to 44, look for stop-and-go traffic as well. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way into West Florissant, look for slow volume there. Westbound 5570 split from 64 onto the PSB, it is stop-and-go. Westbound 64 at 5570, look for slow traffic there. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way on to Cleeds Landing, look for heavy volume there. Northbound Illinois Route 3 onto the ramp of Poplar Street Bridge. Look for that traffic to be easing. And eastbound 5570 at 64. There's road construction. The right lane is closed, and there will be a backup this morning. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Rhodes Furniture. After 130 years, Rhodes Furniture is in bankruptcy and is closing their stores forever in St. Louis, Baldwin, Hazelwood, St. Peter's, and Fairview Heights, Illinois. Everything must be liquidated immediately at sacrifice prices. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Partly cloudy skies today, high in the lower 90s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms likely with a low in the upper 60s. Friday, not quite as warm. Showers and thunderstorms likely, high in the upper 70s. Friday evening, mostly cloudy in the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight. 30% chance of showers, low in the mid-60s. And then on Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 73 degrees. Under sunny skies, Lambert Field is reporting 73 as well. There is some haze and patchy fog around the area, so use caution this morning. Stay tuned for more of the award-winning Wake-Up Call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I say? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I say?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. And coming up in the next hour, we might be getting Cindy Sheehan on the line. She's on the list of people that we're going to be talking to, but we're also going to be talking to some organizers, both national and local, for the anti-war protest that is going on this weekend. We've been talking a little bit about it. His name, the rapper that we're going to have on, is Head Rock, and you can check out Head Rock on the net. That's HEADROCK. We're going to be talking about Operation Ceasefire. We've got to put an end to the gluttony and the greed and the murder that is going on in Iraq, and their efforts afoot all across this country to talk about that this weekend. And we were talking in the last hour. I thought it was an incredibly compelling, discussion that was being had with Vanessa Williams, the executive director of the National Coalition of Black Mayors, to talk about our federal government's continuing non-response to this emergency. They're so quick to hop up and say, it's fixed, it's better, and it's the black guy's fault. And in case it's not fixed, it's the mayor of New Orleans' fault. It's fixed, it's better, and it's the black guy's fault.
let's move on. Let's move on. Whew. We have much to talk about. There are cities in Louisiana. There are cities in Mississippi. There are cities in Alabama whose populations have doubled. And FEMA has said, and? FEMA's response is, and? Cities that have been destroyed, people that have been displaced. This is just an extraordinary place that we find ourselves in as a country. And this organization is giving 100% to the victims. Red Cross ain't doing it. Red Cross is not even set up to do it. They're not doing it. They're not getting it done. FEMA is a joke. There should be a two-prong approach. Raising H-E double toothpicks and getting these people's needs met. Because we already paid for this, and if you can give $1 billion to Halliburton, you can give $1 billion to Monroe, Louisiana. You can give $1 billion to Biloxi. Oh, Lord, we have so much stuff to talk about. Bob, thank you for holding on.
Yes, quickly, Liz. Monday you had a guest on who talked about the World Trade Organization and mm-hmm. how they had exploited underprivileged people in big nations.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if people connected with your second guest that the World Trade Center is where these activities are carried out mostly, and that the World Trade Center was bombed, not it was crashed into with the planes, not so much because it was in the United States or they were to do anything to the American people, but because they were tired of being exploited by the big money people of the world. And this is why...
I think, Bob, and we have some time here. I think, Bob, one of the things that is lacking in the hearts and the minds and the understandings of many Americans are the importance and the significance of symbols. I don't think that we get symbolic things. The attack on the World Trade Center was symbolic.
Yes.
And many Americans did. No, they're attacking. All. No, it's symbolic.
No.
It's symbolic. It is what it represents.
It was a message that was being sent to the people who were exploiting this.
That's right.
And
that's right.
They were fortunate enough that they had a millionaire, and I don't mean fortunate in the way I'm glad it happened. I don't mean that at all. It shouldn't have happened. But they had a millionaire named Bin Laden whose family had been collecting oil money, and he was one person who was opposed to his people being treated this way, and he took action to do something about it in Saudi Arabia and with Saudi Arabians. And this is why the whole world was supporting our efforts to catch him and to exploit these terrorists at that source. But when we went into Iraq, the whole world turned against us. So people can see that it was a world effort, and the World Trade Center and the World Trade Organization is what was attacked on 9/11, not the American people.
Symbolic.
But we are in it, and we did a good job of trying to do something in Afghanistan, even though Afghanistan is now back in the hands of the drug lords and warlords and everything else. And thank you, Liz, and it was symbolic. And I hope people connect those, the World Trade Center and the World Trade Organization. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Bob. 454-0400 is my phone number. I wonder, y'all, this thought just occurred to me, and I'm blessed with an opportunity to be on the radio to share my thoughts with you as they come to me. I wonder, after having the guests that we've had on the show and talking about the things that we have talked about, I wonder, a lot of us, I know that I do this, and I know that I hear it from a lot of you all, and I know that I hear it all over this country. When we talk about the World Trade Center, we say it was bombed. And I wonder if it's just one of those things that we are unintentionally or something, there is some kind of spiritual thing going on out there that we're speaking the truth and we don't even know it. Because we say it all of the time, the World Trade Center was bombed. My name is Liz Brown. We have much to talk about. Charles.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yes, I also saw the remark that you put for Dan Abrams yesterday. I was regarding the old lady and the looting.
Uh-huh.
And, boy, you should have saw his face when he read your letter. It looked like he sat on some pins. I thought he was going to jump through the TV screen. And I knew
I know what it was. I know what it was.
Right.
I wrote a letter to John. I wrote an email to John Abrams because I was ticked off. I was totally ticked off. I went to their website, and I looked at their website. There was a story, an interview that he did with a 73-year-old woman who was, I do so much stuff, I forgot that I even did this. This 73-year-old woman who was arrested for looting, $63 worth of sausages, and she didn't do it. Even the people that John Abrams had on his show said she didn't do it. But yet, part of the website had a cute little thing over, or cutesy thing over it said, when you clicked on to listen to the video of it, the headline of it was, Looting Granny. They called her Looting Granny.
Right.
Now, and that ticked me off. How dare you call her a looting granny? That's not cute. I remember. That's not cute. That's not funny. And it is, and it's racist.
Yes. And also, I've been following Dan Abrams for the last 10 years, and I watch him turn into a dog as far as his reporting.
Oh, so he read it on the air, huh?
Oh, yes. You should, like I said, when he read it, I saw Liz Brown. And after, you know, I saw how the question affected him, I said, yep, I saw Liz Brown. But Liz, I just want to state one other thing
here.
Sir. You know, if for people who believe in the Bible and believe who America is, I would like them to go to Deuteronomy 28 verse 50, and it speaks of this great so-called great nation we live in, and it also explains why that lady that you spoke about, and what really irks me is what beast would arrest a 70-year-old
woman with
some baloney.
That's right. In the midst of the greatest natural disaster to hit this country. In the midst of all of that, and one of the lines that I heard from a television show, and I will never forget it, it was a Dancing in September show, and it was an exchange between an older man and a younger man, and a younger brother who was being adopted by this older man, and the older man was asking him, "Do you know why we adopted you?" And the baby said, "No, I don't know." He goes, "Because I see me in you." The challenge to America, what America doesn't do is see themselves. What white America, too much of white America, doesn't see is us in them. So when they saw that grandmama, they didn't see their grandmama. They saw a black person, and they saw the face of crime that they had, their own racism, and the face of crime that they had racistly created, put upon people of African descent.
Okay, please, people, go read Deuteronomy 28, verse 50, and it will explain it all. Thank
you, Liz. Take care of yourself. Oh, man, I forgot I wrote that man a nasty email. I forgot. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. He never wrote me back either. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
I need the number.
Yes, ma'am.
The black mayor.
Yes, ma'am. May I give that to you, please?
Yep.
The number is 404-765-6444.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
644.
And the email?
The email address is, you know what? Let me try to get that.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting you to ask me that. I wasn't expecting that. So let me get that. Can I let you go, and then you can listen, and I can get that out there,
right,
too? Okay.
Right.
Go on with your hip self. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Car phone.
Good morning, it's Brown.
Good morning, Bill.
You know that guy, Dan Abrams, you know, he comes out of the cottage industry that CNN and a lot of the networks Fox created with their so-called journalists out of the O.J. Simpson trial.
Uh-huh.
These were the attorneys who were standing outside.
That's right.
Commenting about the
That's
O.J.
right.
Simpson trial.
I remember him.
There's about 10 or 12 of them now that got the network job.
If it wasn't for affirmative action,
right,
he wouldn't
exactly.
have got a job.
Now, my second comment, I have a third short one. My second comment is that when this storm hits Galveston, or either Houston, and Brownsville, Texas, That area there, Ms. Brown, is one of the most, has the history of being one of the most racist areas in the United States. You know, Brownsville, Texas, and Galveston had never got along with black people there. You know, Brownsville, Texas was the place where they hung the black soldiers, Ms. Brown, back in the early part of the century, last century. They hung about 70 black soldiers for defending themselves against the local hooligans who were mad because the black soldiers carried weapons. So so I think this is like a harbinger of things to come. This is like a payback situation for all the racism that's been heaped on black people throughout that region down there.
Well, what we do know for sure, what we do know for sure is that this Hurricane Katrina has blown away the cover.
Sure.
It has blown away the cover that people have been hiding under, the sheets, if you will, that some people have been hiding under to keep themselves from dealing with the issue of race.
Exactly.
The fact of the matter is that Kanye West was right.
He is
right. George Bush does not care about black people, and neither does his mama, and neither does his daddy.
I think the antithesis here is that when the Bush administration was prepared to appoint Bernie Kerik as head of Homeland Security, ever since that moment, Ms. Brown, everything has been going downhill for the government Republicans. Would you agree?
I think that, well, it depends on how you define going downhill.
Right.
If we're going downhill with regard to it, I mean, if you define going downhill as people understanding that we're going downhill,
right,
then we're not.
Right.
But if you define going downhill in terms of the gravitational pull of going down, whether you agree with it or not, yes, we're going downhill.
The way Dan Abrams and those guys missed the Bernard Carrington, they graduated from Empire State University, how his resume had been padded to become head of Homeland Security.
Mm.
They had to go find a federal appellate judge to get put in that spot.
Thanks for your call.
Sure.
Thanks for your
day.
Call. History of appointing incompetency and incompetent individuals. We have a former cheerleader, former drug abuser, F student running this country. Let's just be clear. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Car phone.
Yes, I saw that. I didn't see it all, but I heard your name. I said it, and they were talking about the sausage and the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just amazed that he had read your piece. I just couldn't get it all, but I did hear a little of it.
Yeah.
And he was sitting on pins and needles trying to figure out where you were coming from, because you must have been very articulate. I don't know. I didn't hear him read it. And then he made some comment that I kind of missed, too. But your name was definitely there, and you did make a point about the woman and the sausage and how America is actually, something wrong with that situation.
And again, what I said was that they referred to her as in one part of the webpage as looting granny. Ain't nothing cute or accurate about that, and it's mean. And they wouldn't have done it about their grandmama after he did the story showing that the woman didn't steal the stuff. Why are you calling her a looter? Why are you calling her a looter?
They have yet to say anything about their sheriff, and we talked about that yesterday.
That's fact.
Standing in the way of the whole United States, saying you're not going to bring any of them black people in here.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you
so much. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Bill.
Hey, Liz.
Yes.
I received an email. My niece works for the state of Georgia, and she sent me an email. And in the email, it's stating that the levees was breached intentionally.
Can you send me that email? Because I've heard that before, Bill.
Yeah. Give me your email address. Let me send it to you.
Revolution@LizBrown.com. That's LizzBrown.com.
LAZZ.
No, sweetie. LIZZ. Brown.com. Liz.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send you. You know, it's stated in there that the five people that was killed, you never hear anything about that news, and it states in there that it was CIA people involved. They can check the email out.
All right. Hit me with it. Okay?
Okay, we'll do.
Thank you, Bill. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yes, that's me.
That is you?
Yes. Liz, do you remember Frances Welsing?
Mm-hmm.
And her comments her comments were, if you don't understand the dynamics of racism, then everything else will only confuse you.
Mm.
Does that have a comment? She said that in the dynamics of white supremacy, that's the way she turned it. She didn't call it racism. And she chose a very, very selective to impact on racism as saying white supremacy. If you don't understand white supremacy and the dynamics of it, how it operates and how it functions and what is its objective, then everything else will only confuse you. The girl is heavy.
Thanks for your call. That's brilliant.
Yes, it is.
That is brilliant. Thank you so much. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. In the next hour, rapper Head Rock, Operation Ceasefire, moving all across this country, trying to put an end to this horrible occupation, this awful occupation, this gluttonous occupation, this murdering occupation. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Think about what a joke this Homeland Security is. We're worried about what books that you're going to read, but we're not worried about the dikes down there that they knew needed repaired. And there's $104 billion going to be put to go back to the moon, and yet we're told we don't have no money for Medicaid, we don't
That's
have
right.
no money for Social Security.
But remember, we've had people on the show to talk about that issue, and the reason why that they're talking about going to the moon and all of these explorations out into space is because big business has
right.
asked the government to pay for this stuff for them, for exploration, and for business reasons.
There's an airplane called the Osprey. They've been fooling around with this since the 60s. The Marines don't want it. It's killed. I don't know how many Marines. And they're still fooling with that thing because it's pork for that company, for the aircraft company.
Mm.
And the Marines said they don't want this thing.
Mm.
And we've sunk $1 billion in this plane. And now we're going back to the moon, right?
That's right.
This is payoff just like for Halliburton. It's payoff for Lockheed and Boeing and those companies.
Thanks for
Homeland Security, what a joke, huh?
Who's home and who's secure?
Yeah, that's exactly. It's not security for us, it's security for them.
Thanks for your call. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me at 1-877-920-WGNU, revolution at lizbrown.com, 454-0400. We ain't done here. We ain't done here.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by AAA and Lens Crafters. Eastbound 70 at Bryan Road, an accident reported on the shoulder. Southbound 270 between Olive, there's a reported disabled vehicle on the left turn lane is blocked. Traffic is heavy coming down from Dorset. Northbound Lindbergh between Watson, look for an accident there. Right lane is blocked. Traffic jams in Gravoy. Northbound 170 at the Galleria Parkway and Forest Park Parkway. Look for production going on there, and the right lane is closed. Northbound 55 at Union and Gravoy. There's no problems to report. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road. Look for that traffic to be easing this hour. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel all the way into 270. Look for no problems to report there. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit. There's construction work and that ramp is closed. You can use the 11th Street ramp to get to where you need to go in downtown. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Hanley. Look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, stop-and-go traffic. Northbound 270 from Gravelway to 44, stop-and-go traffic as well. Westbound 270 from Halls Ferry to West Florissant, you've got slow volume going on there. Eastbound 44 from 141 to Bowles, it is a slow go as well. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the Poplar Street Bridge, stop-and-go traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side all the way into Laclede's Landing is returned back to normal. And eastbound 5570 at 64, look for road construction. The right lane is closed. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by AAA and LensCrafters. Show your AAA membership card at LensCrafters and save 30% on eye exams and complete pairs of glasses. LensCrafters is a proud partner in the AAA Show Your Card and Save program. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Partly cloudy skies today, high in the lower 90s. This evening, showers and thunderstorms likely with low in the upper 60s. Friday, not quite as warm. Showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high in the upper 70s. And Saturday, partly sunny skies with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 76 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 75 under sunny conditions. Stay tuned. More of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up calls up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Spring rains, summertime heat. They can take a toll on your roof. But not to worry. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Person Roofing now offers a GAF factory warranty up to 10 years on any modified rubber roof. And that includes labor and material. GAF is the largest maker of roofing material in the country and stands behind its product 100%. Finance your new roof with Visa or MasterCard. Free estimates. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127.
All right, the Blues are back.
Yeah, baby.
But we need to make sure you're in game shape before they hit the ice again.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you some quick questions. I want some quick answers. You ready?
You bet. Let's fire away.
First one. He shoots, he
scores.
Light the
lamp. Too easy, man. Try some harder ones.
Right, baby steps. Baby steps. Right. Try these. Put the blank in the blank.
Biscuit in the basket.
Let's go.
Blues!
Kick save.
And a beauty.
Do you bleed?
Blue. Come on, I thought these were supposed to be harder.
Careful what you wish for, because here comes the lightning round.
Bring it on.
Drop the
puck.
Between the
pipes.
Warm up the
bus.
Teams you hate.
Coyotes, Sharks, Canucks, Oilers.
But the teams you despise.
Red Wings, Avalanche, Blackhawks, and Stars.
And the Flames. Never forget the Flames. Next one. Best moment of your life is?
A tie between the time I won the on-ice tricycle race and the time I suck a chuck at the mall.
You're so ready for the season, my friend.
Get back in blue. Great group discounts and hospitality packages available. Call 314-622-BLUE to book your reservation now. The Millions More Movement, St. Louis Local Organizing Committee, invites you to see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live Sunday, September 25th at the Roberts Orpheum Theater, 416 North 9th Street. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. It's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live in St. Louis.
On October the 14th, 15th, and 16th, these Black, Hispanic, Native American, in unity, we'll change it all.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. Everyone's invited to see Farrakhan live Sunday, September 25th. This event is free to the public. The Millions More Movement is peace and unity. United we stand. Divided, we don't stand a chance. The Millions More Movement is October 15th in Washington, D.C. For more information and to register for the march, call 361-9191 or toll free 866-361-9191. Farrakhan Live. You need to be part of the movement. For more information, log on to mmmstlouis.org.
Why do you listen to WGNU? Hi, I'm Charles Gehr, Program Director of Radio Free St. Louis, and your answer could make you a winner. Tell us why in a postcard or email of 100 words or less. We'll draw one entry each Monday through Friday during September as part of today's Solutions with Dave Lenahan. You could win some cool stuff from your friends at AM 920, and we all win because your comments will help make Radio Free St. Louis even better. Send a postcard to Why Do You Listen? WGNU 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri 63108, or email me at cgeer@wgnu.net. Include Why Do You Listen in your subject line. Drawings begin Thursday, September 1st and Friday, September 30th. One entry per address, one prize per family, please. WGNU employees, sponsors, and affiliates, including immediate families, are not eligible. No substitution of prizes. All decisions are final. Tell us why you listen, and thanks for listening to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and online at WGNU.net.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Son, what you don't understand, my words might never explain, so I am hoping that time will. Things may not go as you planned, dark clouds might bring you pain, but I will be in your heart still, telling you don't look down, don't feast your eyes on things that are on the ground. And if it gets hard to focus when you're traveling almost at the speed of sound, feeling nowhere bound, remember what I told you. And
don't you dare look down. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I know I'm supposed to have an email address for you. I'm still, let me try to find that. I'm still trying to find that, the email address. I believe it is www. You see I'm stalling for time. I think it is www.ncbm.something. Ooh, that was bad, wasn't it? Call the phone number and get the email address if you can. That's 404-765-6444, 404-765-6444. I meant to get to my email during the break, and I didn't, but I can get it for you. I just got to remember to do it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 404-765-6444 is the phone number. And we'll have that email for you in just one second, thanks to Howard. I just want to throw something else out at you that is horrifying. And let me do that. I'm going to throw out another horrifying story, but let me get to you. You've been waiting a while. Good morning.
Hi, Liz.
How are you?
You're worth waiting for.
Well, bless your heart.
I wanted to say I had talked to when Ms. Smith was on. I told her the same thing the lady was saying about the levee being breached. I hadn't heard anything about it, but when I noticed that the hurricane didn't flood the people out, then that was a nice undercover for them to do what they're doing. They want to get those black people out of there so they can take that land and do what they want to do with it. And who cares about black people? White America doesn't really care. I mean, there's a few people that want to help and they're sending money, but as a whole, they've been taught that black people are the reason why the country is in the shape they're in anyway.
There is a campaign, a PR campaign that has been going on from the moment that Africans were stolen from Africa by slavers, that in order to justify that morally, you devalue an entire race of people, and that devaluation is going on, and it is racism. That there are different levels of devaluation, but it's devaluation nonetheless.
And they do it in our schools. They do it with the cartoons. They do it anytime a 5-year-old child doesn't like being black, and you wonder, well, why is that? Your mom's black, and everybody you're trying to teach him something else, and they look at the cartoons and they go to schools and they've taken the authority from their parents, and And everything, I mean, they just take a whole a whole race of people because of what one or two people do, or if you say a few people do. And you can just see it, it's just right there, and then people sit back and say, well, oh, I did this, I worked hard all my life, I worked two jobs.
But and we've had people on, in fact, I've had white people on to talk about unearned white privilege. Yeah. I've had white people to talk I remember Shapiro, I had an author by the name of Shapiro on the show, who's written a fabulous book about that very issue that you say about people, some people saying that they have worked for this their entire life. But when you ask people specifically, when you get people to honestly, people who make those claims, to honestly, or you force them to honestly articulate it and really describe what they have done, the record is clear. You have done nothing. You have been born. And you have been able to receive the benefits of what if your family has wealth today, it's because of programs that my family was kept out of because of the color of their skin. You haven't earned a single thing. You haven't earned a single thing. And Halliburton hasn't earned anything either, but they're going to tell their children that they've earned stuff. All you've done is had political hookup with people that will give you buckets of money because of who you are. That's not earning, that's stealing.
And I don't understand why the average white doesn't see it.
Oh, I do. I understand. I understand why they refuse to see it, because nothing in society forces people to confront this. Or very few things in society forces people to confront this. If you're going to school every day and you're being taught out the mouth of your teacher that you haven't done anything wrong and that it's everybody else's fault of not pulling themselves up by their bootstraps, yeah, you're going to believe that. And you're gonna hold on to that.
Yeah, well, that helps you to keep from feeling bad about yourself.
And, or even,
I guess they will believe that.
And that's the thing. When I get calls from white males or calls from white females that want to talk about this, the harder you talk at them, that their arguments fall apart because they've gone unchallenged. You don't bring me a stupid argument that you haven't really talked it out with your friends about, because it falls like a house of cards. And I got to roll. Thank you for holding on. 454-0400. The email address is www.n as in Nancy, C as in Charles, B as in boy, M as in Mary, ncbm.org. N as in Nancy, C as in Charles, B as in boy, M as in Mary, www.ncbm.org. Thank you so much, Howard. 454-0400 is my phone number. We got to take a break. I'm sorry, folks. I see you on the line. We'll get back at you after the break. Please hold on. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us. Yeah.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline London. Walmart has announced it is getting into the retail business in Central America. Yesterday, the corporation said it has bought one-third of a stake in Central American Retail Holding Company and eventually hopes to gain a majority ownership of it. Central American has nearly 400 stores in Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Costa Rica, and employs about 23,000 workers. It also reported over $2 billion worth of sales last year. And Dateline Cairo. Major American Islamic groups have pledged to raise $10 million to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina. Islam Online reports that the American Muslim community will open its mosques and Islamic centers across the country to hold blood drives, prayer services, and fundraising efforts. Muslim relief workers are currently providing shelter for the displaced people and are helping in the cleanup efforts in the Gulf Coast area. There are about 7 million Muslims who live in the United States. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Congratulations. You found Radio Free St. Louis online at WGNU.net. Remember, we're also at 920 on your AM dial in the St. Louis metropolitan area.
If you're single, I'd like you to try something. Find three friends or family members and ask them about eHarmony.com. Chances are, you or they know someone that has fallen in love on eHarmony. You might even know one of the thousands that has been married as a result of being matched on eHarmony.
I had some friends who had experienced it, and so I thought, why not give it a shot?
I had a friend of mine say, why don't you give eHarmony a try?
My younger son said, come on, Mom, just try it. What do you have to lose?
Friends and family can be powerful allies when it comes to helping you find the love of your life. So if you're single and curious about eHarmony, ask a friend about us. Or better yet, log on to eHarmony and see for yourself why eHarmony has become the number one relationship site. Do it today and you'll get your $40 personality profile absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
Of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. It's the Millions More Movement.
Saturday, October 15th, 2005 in Washington, D.C.
St. Louis, you can get involved today. The local organizing committee meetings are every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at 1408 Kings Highway, Suite 215. To register or book your travel for the Millions More Movement, call 361-9191 or toll free 866-361-9191 or online at mmmstlouis.org. It's the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. The Millions More Movement.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, sis.
Oh, good morning, Representative Troop. How are you?
Girl, I guess I'm frustrated. at least I was listening to your caller, the president of National Conference of Black Marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, you know, how black people move, you know, and ebb and flow with the earth and the movement, how they, you had thousands of them move. Nobody knew where they went.
Mm-hmm.
And even as I said and listened to you all dialogue, it was interesting that even the media, nothing, nobody has indicated what the needs are or even tried to address the needs. Now, somebody in government has to know where these people are, and especially in terms of the missing children. This has got to be the craziest thing that I've ever seen in my life. Now, if you think that the people in Galveston, Texas, are better off than the people in New Orleans, I was watching CNN this morning in the last 2 days. They've had a traffic jam on a highway for 2 days trying to get out of Galveston, right? The highway going into Galveston is completely empty. But they haven't even thought about taking that highway coming into town and making it a one lane rather than a four lane and have seven lanes coming out rather than four.
And that's something.
I mean, it's just basic math,
And here's the other piece of it. I don't understand why folks just ain't getting on the other highway and going the other way.
Well, because they've been programmed.
Mm.
They're not even driving on the shoulders.
Mm.
you know, trying to get out. Mm. And I've been watching this organized chaos. Mm. And they've been, the people sitting on the highway so long, they're running out of gas.
Mm.
So just think about it. So the highways are becoming what?
Parking lots.
Exactly.
Mm.
And the highways going the other way, they say it take 10 minutes, right? Normally a 10 to 15 minute drive, and you can't even move. And the helicopter's showing no movement in the traffic.
And why haven't they moved them on the other lanes?
Because they're incompetent. They all, like Halliburton, have exceeded their level of competence.
There you go.
They have no imagination, and they are not doers. It's simple. I mean, this thing is going to be crazy. But what it did show, and all of this, is the underbelly of America. We all run around talking about how great and magnificent and powerful and all-knowing and all-seeing we are with all of our satellites. But in reality, it's crazy. Just thinking about, you know, if gasoline goes down the way they think it might go down, and the price of gas go up to $4 or $5 a gallon, I mean, I guess it's going to be unbelievable.
More to come.
I'm telling you.
More to come.
And then if you got a 32-mile city front on Galveston, Texas, why did they build a 7-mile wall?
Well, that's what they need to be asking the same questions of that white mayor that they asked of the black mayor of New Orleans.
Exactly.
You know, ask the same question. Ask the question. Why would anybody live there? That's what they need to be asking.
That's my point. You
All
know,
right.
They talk about the dikes. They ain't talking about they got 32 miles of oceanfront in Galveston, Texas, and they lost 6,000 people, right?
Mm.
8,000. And then they build a seven mile wall.
And it's in certain places it's 7 foot. In certain places it's 15 feet.
And it's in the 7 foot wall, I bet you, is where the rich people in the high real estate is.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Keisha.
Hello?
Yes, Keisha.
Hi, how are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I am fine this morning. My question is, it's about the third ward.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to know, is the committee man, Johnny Staller, really resigning?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Huh. Let me check on that.
All righty.
All right. Thank you, Keisha.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Liz, this is Ike. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I want to call about this sheriff to stop the people on the bridge from coming into his town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about the drowning, you know, down. I mean, the hurricane down in Katrina. When the people, he didn't allow to come back into his to his neighborhood.
Turn your radio down, please.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I know. Was anything done about that? He did. He don't run nothing. People lost their lives, and he turned people around. What must something be done about that?
I don't know what's going to be done about
it. Something needs to be done, wouldn't you think? He don't own no country.
No, he doesn't.
And he ain't nothing but a little lousy sheriff, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And there should be some. And then, too, Vanessa Brown was telling about what's going on. I've seen it all along that mayors, the people that is not still ain't got adequate care. And I've seen that woman, I think, on TV that said she don't know what to do and she walked away with her kids.
That's just awful. That's
heartbreaking.
That's
country as it is, and there's still a lot of people going to get back there, too, about the water. I said that, too, that they're going to flood all that out, and the people are not going to get back there. And I wish they can just stop thinking about it. We don't have no money, no voice. It's pathetic. And this Illinois senator, I saw him on TV this morning, run out to shake Robert's hand, and Leahy, the vice president, cussed him out. What is going on with this man? I guess he wants to hook up for the next 8 years, I guess.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz, you know, as the bad joke goes, all 50 states are red now from the massive federal deficit, and incredibly we're told there's another round of tax cuts coming, who knows, hundreds of billions, maybe trillions. And I would just point out, you know, this power structure cares about no one but its own class. All the millions of jobs they have sent to China, India, South America, Mexico, the Caribbean, they care about no one that doesn't have
the educational attainment they do, and they are really waging war on about three-fourths of the American working class. Thank you very much, Liz.
454-0400, 454-6609 is my fax. This is a horrifying story coming out of Baghdad. It's a story that I've kind of been reluctant to share with you because it's so awful. Ali Hamid quit his job as a taxi driver because he no longer felt safe on Baghdad streets. Increasingly desperate for money to help him get married, he hit on a once-in-a-lifetime business opportunity, selling one of his kidneys. Last week, in a shabby ward in the city's hospital, he lay bandaged on a bed, one kidney lighter and $1,400 richer after a three-hour operation. In a nearby hospital room, his body similarly bandaged, lay the man who had paid for it, the other player in a grim, new black market, white market trade in organs that is one of Iraq's few growth in industries. People are selling their organs in Baghdad while $1 billion lay missing. I abandoned my taxi driving job because of the security situation. I even thought about joining the police or the army, but that's even more dangerous. There are no more options, so I decided to sell my kidney. He received a good price for his kidney. Would-be buyers with an eye for a bargain can now pick up a new kidney for as little as $700. $700. Unemployment in Iraq is 60%. And what I guess what and if you're going to calculate your risk in Iraq, I guess it's safer than driving a taxi. It's safer than being in the army. It's safer than being a cop. If you calculate your risk, I guess it is less dangerous than getting paid $150 as a rookie cop at the mercy of bullets from the left and from the right. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about why we need to end this occupation. Rapper Head Rock, Operation Ceasefire, is going to be joining us. I'm Liz Brown. We hope to get Cindy Sheehan on the line. We hope to have some local organizers as well in here in the studio with me. We have much to talk about. We have much to talk about. And I just want to stay with you. He was a cheerleader, a drug addict, and an F student. And he's in charge of the United States of America. Somebody need to pray for us. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
That in Galveston.
There are always people who think that they can make it through a storm like this and that they stay behind. And this is the exact thing that emergency managers don't want people to think that they can do, because there will not be any emergency services for them once the storm rolls through. But right now, it does appear that after Katrina, people are taking Rita very, very seriously.
Rita's a Category 5 hurricane, packing winds up to 175 miles an hour. One step closer to the Supreme Court, the House Judiciary Committee meets on Chief Justice nominee John Roberts.
John Roberts will not only have majority support in committee, he'll have bipartisan support, thanks to ranking Democrat Pat Leahy. But while his victory is secure, it will come with a lot of jawboning. Before the vote, each of the 18 panel members will have 10 minutes to voice their opinion, a total of 3 hours if they use up all the time.
ABC's Pam Coulter. On a wing and a prayer, a JetBlue flight made a safe emergency landing, touching down in L.A. with the front wheels turned sideways, sparking some flames till the rubber burned out. Passengers were cast in their own reality TV show.
JetBlue has the TV sets
So we saw ourselves on the news, and, you know, you would think, oh, we're going to make it. Nothing's going to happen. Or you would think, oh, my God, this could be it. This could be my last day on Earth.
This is ABC News.
Time to play...
What's That Sound?
Today's sound is...
An elephant with a really bad cold? Everyone getting up early for Cole Super Saturday.
Yes, it's Cole Super Saturday. Now, Johnny, tell them what they've won.
Well, if they hurry in this Saturday only, they'll find store-wide savings from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. and extra early bird savings from 7 a.m. to noon. So set that alarm for Cole Super Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
The Quaker Man may be 127 years old, but he's still pretty good in a fight. Don't believe me? Consider this. Not only is Quaker oatmeal a cholesterol-free food, it actually helps remove cholesterol. The soluble fiber in oatmeal hunts down cholesterol, grabs it, and kicks it out of the body. So Quaker oatmeal isn't just a tasty breakfast. It's a pretty feisty little heart helper. Quaker oatmeal. Something to smile about.
Back on British soil, a suspect in the botched bombings in the London Underground this past summer, Hamdi Isaac, was arrested in Rome at the end of July and extradited today, accused of planting one of the duds. You get what you pay for. The fancy pricey cars rank highest among new vehicles overall, and a Korean company tops one category.
Honda, Toyota, Chevy, and other well-known brands move aside. Best mid-sized car, the Kia Amante, according to a customer satisfaction survey by J.D. Power & Associates.
Oh, Lord!
Benz owners love their cars.
A Mercedes-Benz.
Infiniti, Porsche, Land Rover, Lexus, and Jaguar join Mercedes as the highest-ranked nameplates, all earning more than 900 points out of a maximum 1,000 for things like design, layout, and performance. Consumers continue to care most about aesthetics. Hyundai, Jeep, Subaru, Suzuki, and Saturn were ranked lowest. Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, St. Louis Police Chief Joe Mokwo is accepting the resignation of a suspended officer who was slated to go before a police board yesterday. Officer William Sardi was suspended from the department on charges that he recklessly fired shots into a car carrying three children in March 2004. Although Sardi and another officer's gunshots hit the fleeing car 28 times, the driver was the only person injured. Sardi will go on active duty with his Air Force Reserves unit and is expected to later work for another police department. The Senate Judiciary Committee today is expected to approve the nomination of Judge John Roberts to the U.S. Supreme Court. Paula Giannino, the president of Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region, says she hopes they don't approve Roberts because of how he handled himself in the hearings.
And unfortunately, despite the fact that he was being interviewed for the most important job on the most important court in the country, Judge Roberts chose not to answer some of the most important questions he was asked.
A final vote on Roberts in the full Senate is expected late next week. If approved, he would replace Chief Justice William Rehnquist, who recently passed away. In sports, the Rams are relatively healthy heading into Sunday's home opener against the Titans. Offensive tackle Rex Tucker will miss his second straight game with a calf injury, but he is the only Rams player who will definitely not play this weekend. Cornerback Terry Fair practiced yesterday and is listed as questionable, as he hopes to play for the first time since suffering a neck injury in the Rams' third preseason game. Meanwhile, several of the Titans' key players are banged up, including wide receiver Drew Bennett and running back Chris Brown. Bennett has a foot injury, while Brown is recovering from a concussion he suffered this past Sunday. Both players are listed as questionable.
Finally this hour, Omid Namazi is replacing Daryl Duran as the head coach of the Steamers. Namazi was the 2005 MISL Coach of the Year for the Cleveland Force and took them to the finals this past season. He also led the Philadelphia Kicks to an MISL championship back in 2002. Duran is stepping down as head coach to take a greater role in the Steamers' front office. He is also recovering from knee surgery and could possibly return as a player for the upcoming season, which begins November 26th. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Barnes Jewish Hospital. Barnes Jewish Hospital, offering second opinions on any heart procedure or lung surgery. Call 314-TOP-DOCS. Are you connected? That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by International Star Registry. Northbound 67 between Gravois and Watson Road. Look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed till the end of the month for maintenance work. Northbound 170 between Galleria Parkway and Forest Park Parkway. Look for construction having the right lane closed. Northbound 55 between Carondelet and 44, no problems reported. Eastbound 70 between 79 and Blanchett Bridge, everything's running smoothly now. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, which is Broadway, that exit is closed due to construction. You can use the 11th Street exit to get around. Eastbound 40 between Clayton, Warson, and Hanley, look for slow traffic. Westbound 40 between Big Ben and Hanley, you've got slow traffic as well. Northbound 270 from 44, that traffic is easing. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks Bridge all the way into West Flores and expect normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to 270 looks good. Southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry, there's bridge maintenance operations. One lane will be closed throughout the day. Westbound 70 at Bermuda, there's construction there. Right lane's closed. Westbound 5570 split at the PSB looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way on to Laclede's Landing looks good. And eastbound 5570 at 64, there's road construction. Right lane is closed. Expect delays if you're heading over to the east side. Also, North Broadway at Riverview, there's traffic lights not working, so you may end up with some backups there. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by International Star Registry. International Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list. It's the ultimate gift. International Star Registry at 1-800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for more details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Partly cloudy skies today. High in the lower 90s this evening. Showers and thunderstorms likely with a low in the upper 60s. Friday, not quite as warm. Showers and thunderstorms likely. High in the upper 70s. Friday evening, mostly cloudy. In the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight. 30% chance of showers with a low in the mid-60s. Then on Saturday, partly sunny skies with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under sunny skies, we have 77 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 76 and sunny skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Revolution in the air, tell my brother, how can
that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-9468. Do not forget, we are broadcast live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net from Xenia to Zimbabwe. The world is hearing what we have to say. And you can also check out whiterosesociety.org. That is where the wake-up call is archived daily. So if you missed an hour, go to whiterosesociety.org, and you can get an hour that you missed. I believe those are all my digits. No, it's not. LizBrown.com, LizBrown.com is the website. Revolution@LizBrown.com. That's the email. Those are the digits. Oh, my goodness. We have so much stuff to talk about. As we have been just hurtling through another day, another 4 hours on the wake-up call, we've been stopping at different places. Stopping at a little bit in Alabama, a little bit in Mississippi, a little bit in Louisiana. Oh, we need to stop a little in New York. There are some goings on in New York that should make you understand or remind you, if you will, remind you about where we are in this nation and what we have to do. Cindy Sheehan was giving an anti-war speech, as everybody in America should be talking anti-war and giving an anti-war speech. She was cut short after the organizer of the event was arrested and the police officers confiscated his audio equipment. She arrived at a rally in Union Square, and the supporters there, the chants of support for Cindy Sheehan turned into furious chants of "let her speak." Cops took away Zolkowitz. Cindy Sheehan is headed towards Washington, D.C. after cops seized the microphone. And what everybody should understand is that Cindy Sheehan didn't start the way the police treated her. It wasn't because of just of her. This has been going on in this country. This is the aftermath. This is the blowback. This is the result of a preemptive strike on a sovereign nation. You think the bomb just landed in the 500 bombs just landed in Iraq? No, baby. Bombs been going off on native soil for quite some time. Mm. Well, we got to bring an end to this mess, this madness, this greedy, gluttonous grab of your tax dollars. We got to bring an end to that. And there are some efforts, some actions going on, not just here, not just there, but everywhere. We have on the line to talk about some of the actions that are going on in Washington, D.C., Head Rock with Operation Cease a Fire. Head Rock, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
How are you doing today?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. I love that intro.
You like that?
I'm recording this thing live on the internet. I'm plugged in. I got a little program that can record streaming audio, so you can best believe you'll be hearing some of that up on the Head Rock website.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
With your permission, of course.
Of course, absolutely, absolutely. We got some mess up in this country, don't we?
Lord have mercy. It's founded on mess, isn't it? People don't want to understand that. And also, I'm gonna have to go ahead and shoot you out and express you out a copy of my album called Negrophobia. I'm sure you'd get a kick out of that.
All right now. Well, so talk to us about Ceasefire, Operation Ceasefire.
Operation Ceasefire. Okay, Operation Ceasefire is a concert that's been organized. By concerned musicians and sponsored by United for Peace and Justice, taking place this Saturday, September 24th in Washington, D.C. After there's actually 4 days of action for peace and justice in D.C. going on over the course of this weekend, starting on Friday. But Saturday there's going to be a massive march and rally and anti-warfare going on down on the grounds of the National Mall. And in fact, in an unprecedented move, UFPJ is cooperating with the other anti-war protest organization, ANSA Coalition. They've come together. This thing is so out of control that the progressives are coming together to voice their dissent, to voice their opposition.
Progressives are actually calling themselves liberal. That's how wild it's gotten.
I know
they've actually they're starting to use
synonymous with Satan.
That's right. So they're starting to use the L word. Starting to use the L word.
So they're coming together and they're going to march and rally in D.C. This weekend, beginning at 11 a.m. Until about 3. Well, until about 2 p.m. What they usually do is they march a circle around the White House here in D.C. and they come back down to the Washington Monument grounds. And beginning at 2 o'clock, the Operation Ceasefire concert is going to begin, and it's just a coalition of concerned musicians, pretty heavyweight international recording stars, Theory Corporation in the lead. They're based here in Washington, D.C., have a huge world following, they've always been known for their progressive leanings and slants in their music, you know. So this is not like a music concert where, you know, folks who do other things, you know, try to come in and get in on the act. Every group that's performing is a group that is socially conscious and progressively minded in their music. So they're responsible with their music. They have a long track record. I mean, Joan Baez is.
Yeah, I saw Joan, and you're performing too.
I am performing.
You're performing too.
Yes, ma'am.
And Joan Baez is on the list. There are a lot of people that are coming out. When you talk about the mood in D.C., talk to us about that. Is it pulsing? Is it percolating? Are you feeling like people are starting to submit to the world that we live in and get involved?
Well, you know what? You know, D.C. is D.C. is Chocolate City.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, D.C. is they know it's the capital of the United States of America. And there's a few unique things about D.C. Number one, D.C. is not a state.
Mm-hmm.
And by not being a state, D.C. doesn't have a right.
That's why we know that. That's why there's so many black people there, because you don't have two United States senators and you're not a state. That's why we know it's all black city.
And on top of it being an all black city, they call them shadow senators and shadow representatives.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Eleanor Holmes Norton, who's a civil rights, well-known civil rights activist, she's one of our, I think she's a representative.
Your
one of the representatives.
Yeah.
And has been one for quite some time in D.C. But you know, by not having those senators and those representatives, you know, we don't have a say-so in the affairs of our nation.
Mm-hmm.
And what it equates to, I don't know if you know, on the D.C. License plates, you know, at the bottom, they have taxation without representation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how we are down here in D.C., and I delivered the opening remarks for the press conference for Operation Ceasefire back in August, where, you know, I got some talking points, and I found out that, you know, almost $1 billion of D.C. taxpayer money has been spent to fight a war that we've had no say-so in.
That's right.
And with that is significant is that, you know, we're at war to establish democracy when the capital of our own country doesn't have a democracy.
And if you're unwilling to use the Capitol as an example of the absence of democracy, just look at what happened in the midst of and the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Kanye got it right. George Bush doesn't care about black people. Well, how can you be the richest nation in the world, the leader of the free world, and you have I had a guest on earlier this morning, the executive director of the National Conference of Black Mayors. There are cities in Alabama, in Mississippi, in Louisiana that have doubled or tripled in size because of the number of evacuees coming into those cities. Do you know that FEMA has yet to respond to a single call? Do you know that the Red Cross has yet to drop a dime or a bottle of water on those cities? There hasn't been any response, and even in the
sense of urgency around dealing with the descendants of enslaved Africans brought to this nation, who built the nation, who was the economic base for building this nation, in blood, sweat, and tears.
Absolutely,
None at all, and that's what prompted me to write the album Negrophobia. I mean, this album predates Hurricane Katrina, so it's kind of ironic that, you know, I released this album in June, and this hurricane hits in August, and now all of a sudden, America has a race problem.
All of a sudden,
you know what
all
I mean. And the album is really born out of the war on the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
is where it really hit home to me. You know, and seeing how much the services were just ripped out of the country. I'm like, you know, we got all this money to do this, that, and the third, but in D.C. is poor.
Yes, it is. Well, you know, New Orleans poor. There are a lot of poor people, and this is something that is consistent all across the world. I mean, Katrina did something that Iraq has been doing. Iraq has been showing the world about the thuggery in the United States. Iraq has been showing the world that this is about greed from this administration. Iraq has been exposing to the world that we don't have an administration that has. Let's just face it. He's a ex-cheerleader, he's an F student, and a former drug addict. That's who's running our country. So, and we need to talk about what's happening here in St. Louis in terms of opposition to this war. We have in the studio with us Maggie Ellen Gerlach with the Instead of War Coalition. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
Hey, Maggie.
I'm fine. Hey, Head Rock.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Maggie, talk to us about what's happening in St. Louis.
Well, this Sunday at 2 p.m. at 8th and Washington, we're going to be gathering, and we're going to be marching down to the arch, to mm-hmm. the gateway steps, and we're going to be rallying there. The thing will be over by 4. It'll be a really great event. We'll have a lot of people come out, a lot of people flying in.
And talk to us about Instead of War.
Instead of War. Well, the St. Louis Instead of War Coalition formed in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
It is a broad coalition of largely labor, peace, and veterans groups, religious groups, a variety of groups, and we come together to, do a variety of action.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday at 7 p.m., for example, just down the street here at Grand and Lindell, we have a vigil,
mm-hmm.
and we put together a number of demonstrations locally, and we have in this October National Guard campaign coming up. We really want to bring home the Missouri National Guard because we see what's going on down in the Gulf States right now and Hurricane Rita coming up. And
we don't have National Guard anywhere in the United States. That's because they're all in Iraq.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So we're going to have a really big canvassing campaign coming up soon, and I hope everyone can make it out for it. And like I said, this Sunday, here's your opportunity, St. Louis. If you resist this war, if you did not vote for Bush, if you feel very, very strongly that what is happening is unjust, unfair, not right, you know people that are over there, people that are dying, come down, 2 p.m., 8th in Washington. It's your responsibility as a patriot. It's your responsibility as a person with human decency. Calm down.
And also, I think Katrina, as horrible as it has been, is an opportunity for has been an opportunity for a lot of Americans to see, you know what? We don't have the money to handle our own business. Why are we spending billions of dollars in this war effort? People are kind of all of a sudden people are going, what? And they're turning their heads, and they're not liking what they see with regard to the Iraq war.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing that, Maggie?
Oh, absolutely. I think Bush's approval rating is the lowest it's ever been since he's been in presidency. The time to act and stand together is now. The only way we're going to change this is if we work together to resist
absolutely
this juggernaut of war, this ongoing assault against the nation and these people. Since 1492, this has been going on. This is part of a legacy of colonization. And that's what's happening right there. And it's about oil, and it's about money and power and greed. And it's happening with the blood of U.S. soldiers and Iraqi civilians.
And how important do you think, Head Rock, that the component of adding music to this movement? Why is that important to have it as part of the protest?
Well, you know, music is the pulse of life. I mean, nothing in my experience and from what I know, you know, nothing changes and affects the hearts and minds of human beings quicker or in a wider range than music does. You know, everybody, when I think about music and socially conscious music, immediately I go to Bob Marley. Everyone
mm-hmm.
knows the songs of Robert Nesta Marley,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the issues that they bring up and what they instill in people. Music is very important. You know, this nation is a nation that's run by supremacists, and that's what the issue is. You know,
mm-hmm.
and if you look at the way that the nation is founded, these supremacists they actually take time to suppress the music in people. You know, if you think about, you know, the history
Let me just interrupt you just for one second, Head Rock. Are there things, given the atmosphere of the country that we're living in, I just shared the story about how Cindy Sheehan tried to speak in New York and they arrested the person that brought her there and took away the mic and she couldn't speak the way that they've now, they've made the no protest zone 25 miles around Crawford outside of George Bush's vacation home. Are there things that in the environment that we're in, are there things that you're concerned about saying in your music? Have you ever written a song and then said, oh no, that they're not going to let me say that. I'm not going to be able to say that. Do you feel that? Do you do that?
It was so funny. I when I first started writing lyrics that we'll say just right now, quotes, you know, conscious lyrics.
Wait a minute, I got to interrupt you just for a second. Please hold that thought. Let's take a break because I want you to be
okay.
able to fully finish this thought and share that with us. I'm talking to Rapper Head Rock, Operation Ceasefire in Washington, D.C., and in the studio, Maggie Ellen Gerlach, Instead of War Coalition. I'm Liz Brown. We're talking about the protests going on this weekend. Be there. Be part of it. If you don't stand up, you're not going to be able to. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability.
All right, the Blues are back.
Yeah, baby.
But we need to make sure you're in game shape before they hit the ice again.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask you some quick questions. I want some quick answers. You ready?
You bet. Let's fire away.
First one. He shoots.
He scores.
Light the
lamp. Too easy, man. Try some harder ones.
Baby steps. Baby steps. Right. Try these. Put the blank in the blank.
Biscuit in the basket.
Let's go.
Blues!
Kick save.
And a beauty.
Do you bleed?
Blue. Come on, I thought these were supposed to be harder.
Careful what you wish for, because here comes the lightning round.
Bring it on.
Drop the
puck.
Between the
pipes.
Warm up the
bus.
Teams you hate.
Coyotes, Sharks, Canucks, Oilers.
But the teams you despise.
Red Wings, Avalanche, Blackhawks, and Stars.
And the Flames. Never forget the Flames. Next one. Best moment of your life is?
A tie between the time I won the on-ice tricycle race and the time I sucked a chuck at the mall.
You're so ready for the season, my friend.
Get back in blue. Great group discounts and hospitality packages available. Call 314-622-BLUE to book your reservation now.
Millions More Movement, St. Louis Local Organizing Committee invites you to see the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live Sunday, September 25th at the Roberts Orpheum Theater, 416 North 9th Street. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. It's the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan live in St. Louis.
On October the 14th, 15th, and 16th, be black, Hispanic, Native American. In unity, we'll change it all.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. And everyone's invited to see Farrakhan live Sunday, September 25th. This event is free to the public. The Millions More Movement is peace and unity. United we stand. Divided, we don't stand a chance. The Millions More Movement is October 15th in Washington, D.C. For more information and to register for the march, call 361-9191 or toll free 866-361-9191. It's Farrakhan live. You need to be part of the movement. For more information, log on to mmmstlouis.org.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Ryan.
Down by the river, taking off my shoes, jumping in the water, washing away these blues. Out into the ocean, current takes hold. Words already been spoken, tales already been told, hearts already been broken, wounds already been healed. Do you wanna be loved? Do you wanna be loved for real? Do you wanna be loved for real? Do you wanna be loved for real?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609 is my fax. We're talking about an upcoming event this weekend, a lot of stuff going on this weekend. We have Minister Farrakhan coming into town to talk. We have ceasefire, peace efforts, anti-war efforts going on all over the country this morning to talk about the anti-war efforts, the ceasefire efforts. I have joining me from Washington, D.C., rapper Head Rock with Operation Ceasefire and Maggie Ellen Gerlach.
Ellen Gerlach,
St. Louis okay. Instead of War Coalition. And on the way out, we were talking about, to Head Rock, about, do you ever feel that, given the atmosphere of where we live or the times that we live in right now, that there's some things that you can't say in your music, that you have, even things that you've decided not to say?
I think you have to be prudent in what you say and how you say. I think you can pretty much say anything. You have to be prudent in how you say it. You know, I try to be very careful not to put much inflammatory rhetoric in my music, but nonetheless, that doesn't prevent me from telling the truth and saying what's on my mind. It's just a matter of sitting down and being patient with my lyrics and my word choice to that way I get a much more effective message. And as a result, I'm an artist from D.C. I've been in D.C. for over 10 years as an artist. I'm not signed to any label. I'm an unsigned artist, but here I am on a gig at this Operation Ceasefire concert with DV Corporation and Bouncing Souls, the Tigra, Ted Leo and the Pharmacist. I mean, I actually get to perform with Joan Baez, Sweet Honey and the Rock.
Sweet Honey and the Rock, I know they're performing too. Yeah.
The crew, Wayne Kramer, MC5 from back in the day, hosted by Jello Biafra. I mean, these are big name
people
in the anti-war movement, you know, from the 60s even, you know, coming out. And so it's been definitely a validation of me changing my focus as an MC to deal with issues that were really, you know, affecting me. You know, I was upset about the hypocrisy of our nation, you know, going to war in Iraq. And saying for all these moral rights and seeing the juxtaposition with how it treated, you know, from what the little bit that I knew at the time about, you know, U.S. history, I'm like, well this doesn't even make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to establish democracy, and it was unique because I live in D.C. You know, I said, well, we don't have democracy in D.C., so I don't understand this high moral horse to establish democracy, and we don't have it here in D.C., and Puerto Rico doesn't have a democracy either, and Guam doesn't have a democracy either. You know what I'm saying?
And, Maggie, when did you decide that you were going to get involved in the anti-war movement? Or pro peace movement.
I guess on 9/11, I was my first wake up call about this the most recent invasions and occupations. But I'd say I've been an activist my whole life, so I wasn't...
Came out of the womb an activist.
A little bit, yeah.
Are there things, because I asked Head Rock this question, are there things that, or events that you, given the atmosphere of the times that we live in, that concern you about whether or not to go? I mean, do you fear for your safety? Are you concerned?
Whether or not to go
to protest,
I certainly think that there's a risk involved no matter what you stand for, no matter where and how. I mean, there's a risk every time you walk outside, you're going to get hit by a meteor or something. But I mean, there's also a moral responsibility that comes with living where I do and how I do. I'm middle-class white woman from St. Louis. That's a very different life than anybody anywhere that grew up, you know, in any of the countries that the United States is occupying right now, from Haiti to Sudan to Iraq, Afghanistan, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, we are this global empire that is just sucking the world dry of natural resources and people's lives. And if I don't act, who will? You know, it is my duty as a person with compassion in her heart, and I would never question that. And sure, it's hard. I mean, social struggle is a difficult process. It should not be easy. It cannot be easy. Freedom is taken. It is not given to us by those of people in power. So we have a duty to stand strong together and fight back. I mean, if you want bread in your bellies and you want roses and your faces, be there this Sunday, 2 p.m. at 8th and Washington. We're going to march and rally on the Grand Staircase at the Arch.
And Head Rock, where are you going to be in Washington, D.C.?
In Washington, D.C., we're going to be at the monument, at the base of the Washington Monument, I believe on the north side of the Washington the Monument, facing the White House. The concert begins at 2 p.m. It's going on till just after 1 o'clock. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I had to interrupt just for a second because a thought came to my mind about being a rapper in during these times. I know you know Kanye West. George Bush doesn't like black people.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't like puppies. He doesn't like children. He doesn't. There are a whole list of things, but it is clear that George W. Bush doesn't like black folks. Now, Head Rock, do you see maybe a new wave within the rap industry in terms of the type of music that we're going to be getting, or has it always been this way? And the conscious music has not gotten the play.
I mean, yeah, you in radio, Liz. You know the answer on that. But to reinforce that, I mean, let's not forget groups, you know, like Public Enemy and X-Clan back in the day, you know.
Dead Prez today.
Dead Prez currently, you know, who are banned in several places because of the tone and tenor of their music. I think it was significant that Kanye West did what he did at we would call, well, I guess now we have to call it the height of his career, because mm-hmm. the dogs are going to come after him now. Mm-hmm. I understand already that they managed to get Master P to get up and say, you know, Kanye shouldn't have said those
comments. Master P need to sit down. And Master P need to sit down, and because all he's doing is protecting his Disney child. You know,
yeah,
and his
you know.
And his financial, you know, he came from New Orleans. He came from New Orleans, and he said that Kanye West was trying to do this to get publicity.
Yeah,
ain't that some stuff?
I beg to differ that. You know, it comes out of a sense of conscience, a sense of responsibility. You know, the war in America is the war between the haves and the have-nots. It's about supremacy, and the greatest agent of supremacy has been racism. But at the top is supremacy. There are those people who feel that they are entitled to hold dominion over the rest of the planet, even in this country, and they will use anything by any means necessary. They will use to stay on top. They would, you know, there's Blackwater security agents down in New Orleans now, in the New Orleans area now, making sure that, you know, that the poor and dispossessed, and they could be black folks, they could be white folks, they could be Latino folks. The war is on the poor, you know what I mean? And to make sure that these folks don't come back to their land. They're doing land grabs down there now. And Kanye West, you know, I was talking to someone, I did an interview last night, and Kanye West is no fool. He doesn't come from, his parents, from what I understand, are very educated black folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and very, very socially conscious black folks. So,
but still, given the industry that you're in, given the how much money is involved in being a rapper today than it was 20 years ago, 25 years ago, the product endorsement, the clothes endorsement, the money that is out there, what he did is really, he took a big risk, and it's something to be hugely commended, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I've written bought Kanye West album. I don't pay any attention to mainstream. Mm-hmm. I've been out of the mainstream radio, the mainstream music industry for about 5 or 6 years now. Where I don't pay any attention to it at all,
because
mm-hmm. it's not something that I want to be a part of. You know, I'm not, my concern is not of to have huge financial gains. You know, unless it's in the capacity where I'm able to help the community and genuinely help the community. You know, not just some topical, you know, saying that I donated money here or there. You know, we mm-hmm. got big plans, and I think that we should be careful, you know, with some of these casters out here who are making the money. I mean, it was a highly unusual move that Kanye did. I don't think anyone was expecting someone of the magnitude of popularity of Kanye West.
He has a Pepsi commercial.
And let's not forget who's behind Kanye West. Jay-Z
mm-hmm.
is behind, you know what
you're
I'm
right,
saying?
You're right,
even though his
yeah,
last
you're right.
album, the Black Album,
right.
Jay-Z's album was a little bit different than it was before. He really talked about
yeah, you're right.
community involvement.
Yeah,
you know,
you're
it's
right.
almost like he dropped a hint.
Yeah.
And it kind of made me say, what is this dude getting ready to do?
You're
you know
right.
what I mean? And in America, money rules. And so you got to have enough money. You got to have what they call it, FU money. You got to have enough money.
I hadn't heard it described like that, but I certainly appreciate the
yeah,
power
I wasn't
of
bad
that.
For the radio, but you got to have enough money to withstand the legions of hounds that they send after you when you step out of line.
And that's when I was listening to you talking about, well, you know, you're not in it for the money. I thought about Dr. George Washington Carver, and one of the things about Dr. Carver was that he did not patent some of the hundreds of things that he invented because he wanted to give this to the world. And
right.
while I understand the generosity of that spirit, think about what would have been able to have been done for community had those things been patented, had there been a foundation, a think tank, something to ensure the opportunity for continued Dr. George Washington Carver legacies. So while it is kind and benevolent to say the money doesn't matter, but you got to have something to fund the war.
Absolutely.
The good
absolutely.
The good one.
Absolutely. And there are ways to do that. You know,
you gotta
have a plan. And I'll leave it at that.
All right. And we're going to take a break. I'm talking to Maggie Ellen Gerlach?
That's right.
St. Louis instead of War Coalition, and rapper Head Rock. Got that right. Operation Ceasefire joining us from Washington, D.C. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
In every soul,
there is a memory, a standing tall, the proudest we could be. I cannot fall, for I recall we were born in majesty.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline New Orleans. The EPA is being heavily criticized for not providing adequate information about the location and danger of chemicals that leaked into New Orleans as a result of Hurricane Katrina. One watchdog agency says the EPA has apparently not tested for chemicals relating to the oil industry, including diesel and other byproducts of petroleum refining. The sampling has been spotty and inconsistent at best. Many of those byproducts pose a serious hazard to health and can even penetrate protective gear. The Society of Environmental Journalists has issued a report that says they're having to drag information out from the government about anything related to environmental issues, and they have to use the Freedom of Information Act to do it. Last week, we told you about a 90-acre landfill in the middle of New Orleans that was built over and was near one of those levee breaks. And Dateline Washington. The tax breaks the Bush administration has come up with as a part of Hurricane Katrina relief efforts are going to help higher-income survivors a great deal more than they will the neediest victims. That word comes from the Congressional Research Service, which is a department that analyzes legislation for lawmakers. Here are some of the highlights of those tax breaks. No penalties for tapping into retirement savings accounts before retirement. Another provision lets taxpayers write off more of the destroyed property and does away with the taxes that are usually imposed when a debt like a mortgage is forgiven. Because so many of the lower income people involved in the storm pay little taxes anyway, these measures will mean next to nothing for them. Senator Barack Obama of Illinois is proposing putting cash into survivors' hands by advancing them earned income credits. The House and Senate still have to finalize the legislation before the president can sign off on it. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen with Head Thumping Talk Radio on WGNU. Just letting you know that we are moving to a new time from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Thursday morning, dedicated to making you mad or making you think since 1999. Watching everything
the engineer would move. I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Seeing the acrobats of China featuring the new Shanghai Circus. This is a circus like you've never seen before. We've got tumblers.
And benders.
And twisters.
Tumblers and benders and twisters.
Oh my! We've got lions.
And dragons.
And jugglers.
Lions and dragons and jugglers.
Oh my! See the new Shanghai Circus in Branson.
Call 417-336-8888.
Yar, come see us now.
It's the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. It's the Millions More Movement.
Saturday, October 15th, 2005, in Washington, D.C.
St. Louis, you can get involved today.
The local organizing committee meetings are every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at 1408 Kings Highway, Suite 215. To register or book your travel for the Millions More Movement, call 361-9191 or toll free 866-361-9191 or online at mmmstlouis.org. It's the 10th anniversary of the Million Man March. The Millions More Movement.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Operating undercover, make you turn your back on your God.
you crying for? It's Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number, 1-877-920. My website, LizBrown, LizzyBrown.com. My email, revolution@LizBrown.com. We are archived daily on WhiteRoseSociety.org. If you missed an hour, go get an hour. We're talking about what is happening this weekend, the actions that are taking place, the informational opportunities that are taking place, the activism that is taking place this weekend. We have joining us from St. Louis, here in the studio, Maggie Ellinger-Locke. She is with the Instead of War Coalition. And joining us from Washington, D.C., we have rapper Headrock with Operation Ceasefire. Maggie, I'd like to get to a couple of more details for folks about what's happening here in St. Louis. And then I'd like to get to some of the calls. And then, Headrock, I'd like to get back to you. So let's start with Maggie.
Okay, all right.
So with tell us about where, when, and who's involved in this.
All right, I can do that. As we've been talking about, this weekend is the biggest national day of action against the war in Iraq, the war and occupation of Iraq, since the re-election of George Bush. So it's a really, really big deal. There's going to be hundreds of thousands of people in D.C. Here in St. Louis, we're having the Midwestern regional protest. It's being organized by the Instead of War Coalition, Jobs with Justice, which will be having their national annual meeting here, Veterans for Peace, Labor Against the War, and dozens of other organizations, which you can find out about at our website, instedofwar.org. At 2 p.m. this Sunday, we're going to gather at 8th and Washington downtown, and we're going to march down the street and then up to the arch, and we're going to rally on the steps. We're going to have speakers. One of them is Nadia McCaffrey, who's flying in here in a couple of hours. She's a Gold Star mother, one of the integral member to Gold Star Families for Peace, Cindy Sheehan's organization.
Right.
And her son was killed in June of 2004. He was a member of the National Guard, California. We're going to be having anti-apartheid activists, labor activists, all sorts of people there. We're going to be having musical acts, including folk singer Anne Feeney. We're going to have the Riverfront Times award-winning bottleneck blues band. We're going to have all sorts of folk. It's going to be a really, really exciting, exciting event, and I want you all to be there at 2 p.m. this Sunday, 8th in Washington.
And let me get to a caller or two here. Marty.
Yeah, I'm enjoying your show, as usual, Liz.
You have a comment for our guest?
Yes, and I was wondering if they know anything about David Dees, because he was heading the conference on, I can't think about what. They had a conference here in St. Louis about the media, and what he was saying, there's a lot of ways of starting an independent radio stations and stuff like that, and people don't realize how much power that they have against the radio stations that just play the music that caters to their needs and ways of, you know, artists that practically do what they want or say. Because he was saying there's a lot of negative music and stuff that comes out on the radio, and a lot of positive music that doesn't get played. And people should start looking into maybe starting some independent ways or other radio avenues of getting music out there that people can listen to, that they can use.
Thanks, Marty.
You're welcome.
454-0400. And Headrock, how do you respond to that?
The radio conglomerates are huge, and like we were just saying, money talks in America. I think the way that you get to hear the music that you want to hear on the radio is that you stop listening to the radio, because they're all in it for the money. The sponsors, they get paid by, you know, advertisers who pay them because they have the biggest listenership. Now, if it's something that you don't like hearing on the radio, or if there's a community that doesn't like what they're hearing on the radio, then my response would be to get that community to flood the radio station with requests saying,
there's,
you know,
activism.
You don't like what you're playing on the radio.
And
believe you me, they'll stop playing that, and they'll play what you want to hear, because at the end of the day, they don't care about nothing but the money.
And people, and you are so right, Headrock, that people oftentimes do not understand how powerful they are, and then how collectively powerful they are. Because if you're feeling it, if you're feeling on the radio that, you know what, I don't like what I'm hearing on the radio in terms of music, if somebody else is feeling it too. There are plenty, and a lot of people don't know that all they have to do is write a letter. All they have to do is make a phone call. All they have to do is do some organizing around it, because there's wonderful music out there. Because you can go to your website and hear some wonderful music and some conscious music about the world that we live in, and that doesn't have anything to do with sex and doesn't have anything to do with go buying something.
Right, absolutely. And what has happened, you know, is that, you know, corporate America has just taken over everything. The corporation has taken over everything, and so we get to they take over, and then we think we can't do anything, and we lose ground. Well, you know what the corporate America does? They lobby Congress. They lobby to get FCC regulations and pass to make laws to keep you running. So as far as starting little radio stations, it's a very hard thing to do now. It's very hard to do now.
Based upon who you get elected into office.
That's right.
Let me get to some other folks here. Charles, you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. Hello, Liz.
Hello.
I just was scanning my TV on MTV. They got a whole segment on Kanye West doing his music.
Uh-huh.
And what surprised me was they had Pepsi Cola. He's doing commercials, you know, Pepsi-Cola commercials.
Pepsi-Cola.
They haven't pulled them.
They haven't pulled them at all. And I think that should be empowering to people that are a little scared to come out there and do stuff. They're not going to pull the commercials. And if they do, somebody asked Kanye West, you know, he went to a concert. He was at an award ceremony, and people booed him. And they asked him, well, how do you feel about people booing you? Do you regret what you said? He goes, people are dying. Children are dying. I can handle a little booing. You know, my pain, that doesn't compare to the magnitude of the pain that is going on here as a result of Katrina.
Well, thanks, Liz. I want to let you know that.
All right. Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. Zach, you have a quick comment or question for our guest?
Yes, Liz. I went to see a movie the other night, The Constant Gardener. Liz, it's a must-see movie. It just shows how these pharmaceutical companies, it's a global affair when it comes to people that look like us. And I can really respect individuals to put out conscious music. It's such an absence today. I mean, the 60s, the 70s, all of that was conscious music. And I really feel for the young people that have to listen to a lot of crap. So artists should be responsible for what they put out.
And people that didn't have to grow up listening to things that are being foisted upon people on the radio, we have a responsibility to change it back to the way that it was.
I agree with you.
All right.
Statement your guest just made. It's the promoters on the radio stations, those advertisers and the station owners that allow that crap to go on. That's what they want our kids with, this unconscious factor.
Thank you so much. And Head Rock, please give us your website where people can listen to some of your music.
Oh, wow. You can get to me at www.head-roc.com. And I have an audio video page up where you can download. I mean, really, you go to my website and download an album's worth of material.
It's going to be fun. It's a fun website, and it's easily accessible. That's good music. It really is. It truly is.
Thank you very much. For your listeners, if you do go and purchase the album, it's called Negrophobia, an album like no other in hip-hop. It's a soul music album. I'm starting to, you know, stop classifying as a hip-hop album.
All
it's
right.
a soul music album.
All right.
And if that means anything to you, you know, reminisce of the 70s and 60s, you know, responsibility in music. You purchase the album, 15% of your purchase will be donated to the Hurricane Katrina relief effort. And I'm not talking about the
Red Cross. And that's got to be the last word. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Head Rock, thank you so much for joining us. And
thank
also,
you very much.
My pleasure. And Maggie Ellen. Your luck. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, and be at the protest on Sunday.
8th and Washington, I'll see you in the streets.
At 2 o'clock. Liz Brown, I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Get out of the path of Hurricane Rita. ABC's Jim Avila is in Houston.
The freeways in Houston are total gridlock going northbound, escaping from the Gulf. It appears as though everybody woke up this morning and decided that Katrina taught everybody a lesson and they packed the freeways going north.